This message, Possessing the Gates of the Enemy After Trial, by Brother William Marron Branham, was delivered on Sunday afternoon, March 22, 1964, at the Denham Springs High School in Denham Springs, Louisiana, USA. Lombego ukuthumba isango lesitha ngemva kokuvivinywa ngomfowethu William Marron Branham wachunyayelwa ngesonto emini ngombimbitho 22, 1964 eDenham Springs High School eDenham Springs, Louisiana, USA.
Wonder that, you know, I have a little idea like to see people stand when we read the Word. Don't you like that? We stand to pledge allegiance. We stand for our nation. Why not stand for the Word now?
Ngiyamangala ngalokho. Liyazi ngilombono omncane okunjengoba ukubona abantu bemi lapho sifunda ilizwi. Alikufuni yini khona lokho. Siyasukuma ukuze sitshengise ukuthembeka. Siyasukumela ilizwe lethu. Kungani ke singasukumeli ilizwi kaThese?
While we are standing just a minute, I was reading an article not long ago. And I was thinking last night of those people who stood for Christ. If you haven't done it, won't you do it today?
Lapho sisasukumile okomzuzu, ngangibala ugwalo isikhathi esincane esidlulileyo. Njalo bengicabanga izolo ebusuku ngabantu abamela uKristu. Uba ungakazi ukwenze, awungeke ukwenze yini lamhlanje.
There's a great evangelist about 75 years ago. I just can't think of his name. I think it's Arthur McCoy. He'd crossed the land.
Kwakulomvangeli omkhulu iminyaka engaba ngamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu edlulileyo. Ngangisalicabanga igama lakhe. Ngicabanga ukuthi kwakungu Arthur McCoy. Njalo wayedabule ilizwe.
One night, he had a dream that he had went on to glory. He said he went up to the gate, and he said, they wouldn't let him in. Instead, he said, I'm Arthur McCoy from the United States. I'm an evangelist.
Ngakho ngobunye ubusuku, wayephuphe ukuthi wayehambe enkazimulweni. Ngakho wathi, waya esangweni. Njalo uthi, kabamvumelanga ukuthi angene. Ngakho uthi wasesithi ngingu Arthur McCoy wase United States ngingumvangeli.
So the gatekeeper went in. Now this was a dream. He went in, said, I can't find your name at all. He said, well, I was an evangelist. He said, sir. He said, well, is there a chance that there's something wrong? He said, no, sir. I have the book here. I can't find your name at all.
Umgcini wesango wasengena. Manje leli kwakuliphupho. Ngakho wasengena wathi igama lakho ngangilitholi ngitsho wathi awu ngangingumvangeli wathi mnumzana ngi wathi kambe kulethuba elokuthi kulento engamanga kuhle wathi hachi mnumzana ugwalo ngilalo lapha igama lakho ngangilitholi ngitsho.
And he said, well, can I do anything about it? He said, you might appeal your case to the white throne judgment. God help, I don't want to be there. He said, well, if that's my only hope, I guess I'll just appeal my case then.
Ngakho wathi, po kule nto engayenza ngakho yini. Wathi, ungadlulisela udaba lwakho esihlalweni esimhlophe sokwahlulela. Nkulunkulu inceda. Gangifuna ukuba khona ngale. Wathi pho uba kuyilo lodwa ithemba lami ngiza kuya ngidlulisele udaba lwami.
He said then he thought he went way away and just and as he began said it's darkness and got lighter and lighter and said it seemed like there's no certain place this light stopped but he was right in the center of it.
Ngakho wathi wacabanga ukuthi waya khatshana njalo khonapho ngakho ese Alisa uthi kwakumnyama njalo kwaya kukhanya njalo uthi kwakungela ndawo
ethile lapho. Lokho ukukhanya okwama khona kodwa waye ephakathi kwakho.
Said he said, "Who approaches my throne of judgment?" He said, "I'm Arthur McCoy, an evangelist, sent many souls to the kingdom." He said, "Was your name not found upon the book?" "No." "Said any of appeal to my court?" "Yes, sir." "You shall receive justice. I judge you by my laws."
Ngakho uthi wathi, "Ngubani obuyayo esihlalweni sami esokwahlulelwa?" Wathi, "Ngingu Arthur McCoy. Ngingumvangeli, ngihambise imphefumulo emnenge embusweni." Wathi, "Igama lakho kalitholakalanga ebhukwini." "Hatshi." Wathi, "Ngakho wedlulisela emthethandaba wami." "Yebo nomzana, uzathola isigwebo esifaneleyo. Ngiyakwahlulela ngemthetho yami."
"Arthur McCoy, did you ever tell a lie?" He said, "I thought I was a pretty good man and I stood in that light." He said, "But in the presence of that light, I was a sinner." "We'll all be that. You might feel secure now, but wait till you come there. How do you think it feels here when he's anointed? How little you can feel, what will it be at that white throne judgment?"
Arthur McCoy, wake waqamba amanga. Wathi, "Ngangicabanga ukuthi ngiyindoda elungileyo. Ngaze ngama kulokho kukhanya." Wathi, "Kulokho kukhanya ngangiyisoni. Sonke siza kuba njalo. Ungeze uhlalisekile okwakathesi, kodwa mana uzufike khonale. Ucabanga ukuthi kuzwakala njani lapha uba egcoba? Uzwa umncane njani? Kuzabe kunjani esihlalweni esimhlophe esokwahlulelwa?"
He said, "Did you ever tell a lie?" He said, "I thought I'd been truthful, but some little things I thought was little white lies, they become big and dark there." He said, "Yes, sir, I've told upon."
What? Wakwaqamba amanga. What? Ngangicabanga ukuthi ngangiqotho. Kodwa izinto ezincane engangicabanga ukuthi ngokungamanga ngokumhlophe. Ngale kwaba kukhulu, njalo kwaba mnyama. Wathi, "Yebo nomzana, ngakhuluma amanga."
He said, "Did you ever steal?" He said, "I thought I'd been honest about it, never stole, but said in the presence of that light, I realized there's some deals that I pulled, it wasn't just right." He said, "Yes, sir, I stole."
What? Wago wantshontsha? What? Ngacabanga ukuthi ngangithembekile kukho. Njalo ngangingakaze ngitshontshe. Kodwa wathi, ebukhoneni balokho kukhanya. Ngananzelela ukuthi kule msebenzi engayenzayo eyayingaqondanga. Wathi, "Yebo nomzana, ngantshontsha."
He said, "My judgment, and is just about ready to hear his sentence depart into everlasting fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels." Said every bone was coming apart. Said I heard the sweetest voice I ever heard in my life.
What is isigwebo sam? Ngakho eselungela ukuzwa isigwebo sakhe. Suka uye emlilweni ongapheliyo. Owalungiselwa udevela engelozi zakhe. Uthi onke amathambo aye esehlukana. Uthi ngezwa iphimbo elihle kulengake ngalizwa empilweni yami.
He said, "When I turned to look, I saw the sweetest face I ever saw. Sweeter than a mother's face. Sweeter voice than my mother ever called me."
What? Ngathi ngithalaza ukuthi ngibone. Ngabona ubuso obuhle kulalobo engake ngabubona. Obuhle ukwedlula ubuso bukamama. Iphimbo elihle ukwedlula lelo umama wami owake wangibiza ngalo.
So I looked around and I heard a voice said, "Father, that is true. He did tell lies. And he wasn't just honest. But down on earth he stood for me. So now I stand in his place."
What? Ngathalaza ngezwa iphimbo lathi, "Baba liqiniso, wakhuluma amanga, njalo wayengathembekanga, kodwa phansi emhlabeni wangimela. Wathi kathesi ngiza kuma endaweni yakhe."
That's what I want to happen there. I want to stand for him now, that when that time comes, he stood in my place. Let's read from Genesis 22. 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th verses.
Yiko emfuna kwenzakale ngale. Ngifuna ukumela yena kathesi. Uguze leso isikhathi singafika. Wama endaweni yami. Gasibaleni ku Genesis 22. Kundima 15, 16, 17, lo 18.
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son.
Ingilosi yenkosi yambiza u-Abraham isezulwini okwesibili. Yathi, ngizifungile, kutsho inkosi. Ngoba wenze linto, njalo kawuyalanga le ndodana yakho. Indodana yakho eyodwa.
That in blessing I will bless thee, multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which are by the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy.
Ugut, ekubusiseni ngizakubusisa. Ekwandiseni ngizakwandisa. Inzalo yakho njengenkanyeza sezulwini njalo njengechebechebe elisekhunjini lolwandle njalo inzalo yakho izathumba isango lesitha sayo.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. Let us pray.
Njalo kunzalo yakho izizwe zonke zasemhlabeni zizabusiswa ngoba ulalele ilizwi lami.
Heavenly Father, take the text now, Lord, and minister to us. May the Holy Spirit carry the words, Lord, right out to every heart that would meet our expectations this afternoon. For they are great, Lord, and you told us to ask the abundance that our joys might be full. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Baba osezulwini, thatha isifundo kathesi. Nkosi njalo sichumayeze. Umoya ongcwele kawuthwale amazwi. Nkosi aye kuyo yonke inhliziyo. Lokho kugcwalisa inkangelelo yethu kule imini. Ngoba inkulu, Nkosi. Njalo wasitshela ukuthi sicele okunenge ukuze intokozo yethu igcwale. Siyacela ngegama lika Jesu. Amen. Lingahlala phansi.
I should call this a text for a few moments. My voice is weak, so that's the reason I have to stand by the microphone. I know there's a rebound, but you suffer if a little... I want to call it possessing the gates of the enemy after trial.
Uba ngingaletha isifundo kwemzuzu emlutshwane. Iphimbo lami kalilunganga. Yikho ngisima duzane le microphone. Ngiyazi kulokuphenduka kwamazwi. Kodwa siza kubekezelela okwesikhatshana esifitshane. Ngithanda ukusibiza ngisithi ukuthumba isango lesitha ngemva kokuvivinywa.
Our scene opens one of the most marvelous scenes in Abraham. You know that Abraham is the father of the faithful. And the promise is made to Abraham.
Inkundla yethu isungululwa kwezinye zezinkundla ezinhle ku-Abraham. Liyakwazi ukuthi u-Abraham ungubaba wabathembekileyo njalo isithembiso saphiwa u-Abraham.
And only being heirs with him through Christ is the only way we receive the promise. It's through Abraham.
Ngakho ngokuba indlalifa kanye laye ngoKristu iyo indlela kuphela esamukela ngayo isithembiso ngo-Abraham.
Abraham was just an ordinary man. But he was called of God, and he was faithful to that call. When God spoke to him, Abraham never one time doubted that voice. He stayed right with it. No matter what the difficult was, he stayed right with it.
Gates, o Abraham, waye ngumuntu makhaza, kodwa wayebizwe nguNkulunkulu. Njalo wathembeka kulolo ubizo. Lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma laye, uAbraham kazange ngitsho lakancane elithandabuze lelo iphimbo. Wahlala lalo. Kungakhathalekile lobunzima, wahlala lalo.
And then he was promised a son. And he waited 25 years to receive that son, calling anything contrary to it as though it wasn't so. And in this son, all the families of the earth was to be blessed. And the patriarch was faithful to his call and the promised word.
Ngakho wathenjiswa indodana njalo walindo kweminyaka engamachuma amabili lanhlanu ukuze athole leyo ndodana ebiza yonke into ephikisayo sokungathi akunjalo ngakho ke njalo kule indodana zonke imuli zasemhlabeni zizabusiswa ngakho ukhokho wathembeka kubizo lwakhe langelizwi lesithembiso.
He was an example of what we should be. Now, we being dead in Christ, we are Abraham's seed.
Waye isibonelo saloko okumele sibe yikho khona. Kathesi thina ngokufa kuKristu siyinzalo kaAbraham.
Now, there was two seed of Abraham. One of them was natural seed. The other was a spiritual seed. One of them was natural by his flesh. The other was the seed of his faith, the faith that we also might be Abraham's seed by the promised word.
Gates, kulenzalo embili kaAbraham, eyinye yayinzalo yenyama, eyinye yayo yinzalo kamoya, eyinye yayo ingeyenyama ngomzimba wakhe, eyinye yayo inzalo yokholo lwakhe. Ukholo ukuthi lathi sibe yinzalo kaAbraham ngelizwi elithenjisiweyo.
And now after he had been tried for 25 long years, and instead of growing weaker, he grew stronger. See, if it didn't happen the first year, the next year it would be a greater miracle, because it was 2 years old.
Ngakho, Gates, esevivinyiwe okweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu, njalo esikhundleni sokuba buthakathaka waqina bona uba kungenzakalanga ngomnyaka waqala umnyaka olandelayo kwakuza kuba isimanga esikhulu ngoba sokuleminyaka emibili.
And he piled those years up as he got older and his body died out, the wombs of Sarah, the womb it got was unfertile. And therefore his strength was gone, and it's totally impossible.
Ngakho wangezelela iminyaka lapho eluphala umzimba wakhe waye ususifa izibeletho zika Sarah isibeletho kumbe sona saba sasinga sazithwali ngakho amandla akhe aphela njalo kwaba le akweneliseke ngisho.
Did you ever think what God did there? See, he never so much as just made her womb fertile. For remember, if he did that, then remember, if he did that, they didn't have these health and hygiene bottles then, they had to give the babies milk from the cow. See, he also had to, her milk veins was dried up. So he couldn't have, there had to be something happen.
Wage wacabanga yini ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani khona pha? Bona. Kazange enze ukuthi isibeletho sakhe senelise ukuthwalisa isu ngoba khumbula uba yena wenza njalo. Ngakho khumbula uba yena wenza njalo. Babengelawo amagula awempila kahle kulezo nsuku awokupha umntwana ucago lwenkomo bona. Laye wayemele imthambo yamabele yayisiwomile ngakho yena wayengeke kwakumele kube lento eyenzakalayo.
Then look at a woman 100 years old to go into labor. Her heart wouldn't have stood it. It's hard now for a woman 40 years old to do it. Her heart couldn't have stood it.
Ngakho ke khangela owesifazane iminyaka elikhulu yobudala ukuthi angene phakathi kwemihelo inhliziyo yakhe yayingeke imelana lakho. Kunzima kathesi kwesifazane oleminyaka engamachumi amane ukuthi akwenze inhliziyo yakhe yayingeke imelane lakho.
So you know what he did, if you'll notice. Now I know many might disagree. If this is all right to make this statement, see, it would be just my own thinking.
Ngakho liyakwazi ukuthi yena wenzani. Uba lingananzelela. Kathesi ngiyakwazi abanenga basoze bevumelane. Uba lokho kulungile ukwenza lo umuthi. Ubona ngi. Kungabe kuyikucabanga kwami.
See, the Bible is a supernatural book. It's written so that it's hid from the schools, theologians. How many knows that? Jesus thanked God. He said, I thank thee, Father, thou hast hid it from the wise and prudent, and reveal it to babes such as would learn.
Bona, iBhayibheli lebhuku likaMoya lilotshwe ukuze licatshele izikolo. Labafundele iBhayibheli bangaka bakwaziyo lokho. UJesu wabonga uNkulunkulu yena wathi, ngiyakubonga Baba ukufihlele izazi zabahlakaniphileyo wakwambulela insane kunye lalabo abangafunda.
It's the book of love. When the love of God comes into the heart, then you fall in love with God, then he reveals himself. The Bible, meaning that interpretation of the Bible is God himself interpreting in his promises. But the Bible is written between the lines.
Incwadi yothando uba uthando lukaNkulunkulu solungenile enhlizweni. Uyathandana loNkulunkulu abe sezambula yena. Incazelo yeBhayibheli, incazelo yeBhayibheli nguNkulunkulu ngokwakhe ecasisa izithembiso zakhe. Kodwa iBhayibheli ilotshwe phakathi laphakathi komzila.
Now like my wife, oh, she's the most wonderful woman in all the world. And I really love her. She loves me. So when I'm away from home, she'll write me a letter and say, Dear Bill, tonight I've just put the children to sleep. I've washed today and what all she done and so forth.
Gates, njengomkami, oh, ungumfazi olunge kakhulu emhlabeni wonke. Njalo ngiyamthanda Sibili, laye uyangithanda. Uba ngingekho ngekhaya, uyangibhalela incwadi ethi kuwe, Bill. Kulintambama sengilalisile abantwana lamuhla ngiwathile kunye lakho konke akwenzileyo futhi lokunye.
Now she's saying that on the letter, but you see, I love her so much and we're so much as being one that I can read between the lines. I know what she wants to say, see, whether she tells me that or not. See, I know what she means because it's my love for her and my understanding.
Manje ukutsho lokho encwadini. Kodwa liyabona ngiyamthanda kakhulu. Simunye kakhulu futhi simunye kangako. Ngize ngiyenelise ukubala phakathi laphakathi kwemzila. Ngiyakwazi lokho afuna ukukutsho. Bona loba engangitshela lokho kumbe ayekele. Bona ngiyakwazi akuthoyo ngoba luthando lwami kuye kunye lokuzwisisa kwami.
Well, that's the way the Bible's wrote. See, the scholarship will go right over the top of it. They'll never get it. See, you've got to be in love with the word, him, to know him.
Yebo ke, indlela iBhayibheli elibhalwe ngalo, bona. Abafundi badlula phezu kwakho. Abasoze bekuthole, bona. Kumele ube uthandana lelizwi yena, ukuba mazi yena, bona.
Now in here, watch what he did. Now Abraham and Sarah was both old, well stricken, the Bible said. Now it wasn't just because they were just people lived longer there. The Bible said that they were well stricken in age.
Gates lapha khangela lokho akwenzayo. Manje u-Abraham lo Sarah bobabili ba sebe batala, sebe lupele, iBhayibheli yacho, kathesi kwakungasikuthi babenga bantu nje abaphile isikhathi eside khonale. iBhayibheli lathi ba sebe luphele sibili eminyakeni yokuzalwa.
Now notice, immediately after this angel appeared, we've been talking about, which was Elohim, God, and he said, told Abraham, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. Now watch, all down through, they were a type of the church, all the way through.
Gates nanzelele masinyazana. Ngemva kokubonakala kwale ingilosi ebesikhuluma ngayo, okwakungu Elohim, uNkulunkulu. Njalo wathi, watshela u-Abraham, ngiza kuvakatshela ngokwesikhathi sempilo. Kathesi khangela isikhathi sonke, babe ngumfanekiso webandla sonke isikhathi.
Now look, here's what happened. Now, he just didn't patch Sarah up and patch Abraham up. He turned them back to a young man and woman. Now that may seem strange, but now watch the rest of the word and put it together. The word is inspired. You have to be inspired with the word.
Gates kangel nanku okwenzakalayo. Gates kazang ekambelu Sarah, njalo ekambele lo Abraham, wabaguqula baba lijaha kanye lentombi. Gates lokho kungakhanya kumangalisa, kodwa gates kangela ilizwi lonke njalo ulihlanganise. Ilizwi liphefumulelwe, njalo wena kumele uphefumulelwe yilizwi.
Now remember, immediately after the appearing of this angel, I can just see that gray hair of Sarah, little grandma with a shawl over her shoulder and a little dust cap, holding a stick going around, me having pleasure with my Lord and him old too. See?
Gates kumbul, masinyazana, ngemva nje kwalokho, masinyazana, ngemva nje kokubonakala kwale ingilosi. Ngiyakubona nje lokho, lolu nwele olumhlophe luka Sarah, ugogo omncane, oleshawele ehlombe lakhe, leqiye encane, ebambe udondolo, ehamba-hamba, mina ngibe lentokozo lenkosi yami, njalo yena eseluphele futhi bona.
And here was Abraham, his long beard, holding on a stick as he was, well stricken in age. And I see the next morning, his shoulders begin to straighten up, the hump come out of his back. Her hair began to turn. They went back to a young man and woman.
Futhi nangu Abraham, lolu utevolute, ebambelele kudondolo, enjalo eseluphele kakhulu. Njalo ngiyambona ekuseni okwalandelayo amahlombe akhe aqalisa ukweluleka, ibhundu lasuka emhlane wakhe, inwele zakhe zaqalisa ukuguquka, babuyela ekubeni lijaha lentombi.
Just showing what he's going to do to the royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
When we're changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and be caught up together.
Etshengisa aza kwenza kunzalo yobukhosi ka-Abraham. Bona, lapho sesi kuquliwe ngesikhatshana, ekucwayizeni kwelihlo, senyukiswe ndawonye.
Watch what happened. Now let me prove this to you. Now they've taken a trip from that place they were at, there at Gomorrah, and went all the way to Gerar, down in the Philistine land. Did you notice? Mark it on the map how far it is. Quite a journey for an old couple of that age.
Kangela okwenzakalayo. Gathesi ake ngutshengise lokho. Gathesi bathathu hamba besuka kuleyana indawo ababekiyo le eGomora. Bahamba baze bayafika eGera. Phansi ezweni lasePalestina. Like lakunanzelela yini? Kukhangeleni emephini. Kukhatshana okunganani. Uluhambo lude kubabili abaleminyaka engaka.
Then besides that, in the Philistine land there was a young king by the name of Amalek. And he was looking for a wife. And he had all those beautiful Philistine girls, but when he seen grandma, He said she's fair to look upon. And he fell in love with her and wanted to marry her. She was beautiful. See? She turned back to a young woman.
Njalo ke ngaphandle kwalokho elizweni lePalestina le kwakulenkosi esakhulayo igama lingu-Abimelech njalo wayedinga umfazi njalo wayelawo wonke amantombazana amahle asePalestina kodwa lapho ebona ugogo wathi ukhangeleke muhle ngakho wasemthanda njalo wasefuna ukumthatha kunjalo bona wayemuhle bona wayesebuyele waba yintombi.
Notice, she had to bring that child. God made her a new creature. And she had to raise this child.
Nanzelela, wayemela benjalo ukuze alethe lowo mntwana. UNkulunkulu wamenza waba isidalwa esitsha. Njalo wayemela abenjalo ukuze akhulise lo mntwana.
And remember, Abraham, his body is good as dead, and Sarah died when Isaac was 45 years old, I believe, when Sarah died, and Abraham married another woman and had 7 sons besides the daughters after that. Amen.
Njalo kumbula uAbraham umzimba wakhe usufana lofileyo. Njalo uSarah wafa lapho uAbraham ese uIsaac wayesele minyaka engamachuma amane lanhlanu ngiyakhola lapho uSarah esifa uAbraham wasethatha omunye umfazi njalo wasesiba lamadodana isikhombisa singabali amadodakazi ngemva kwalokho amen.
See, read between the lines. It's a type. It shows there what he's going to do to all the children of Abraham. Just we're nearing it right now. So our stooped shoulders and everything don't make any difference, friends, and our gray hairs and whatever it is. It doesn't matter now. Don't look back. Let's look forward to what we're coming to.
Bon, bala phakathi kwemzila. Kungumfanekiso kutshengisa ngale lokho aza kwenza kubo bonke abantwana baka-Abraham. Yikuthi kathesi sesisondela kikho. Ngakho amahlombe ethu asegobile njalo lakho konke akwenzi mahluko bangani njalo inwele zethu esezimhlophe njalo laloba kuyini akulandaba kathesi kasikhangeleni emuva kasikhangeleni phambili kulokho esiya kikho.
And remember, this sign that we're seeing was the last sign that Abraham and his Sarah saw before the promised son come into existence. We believe we're at that hour.
Ngakho kumbula, lesi isibonakaliso esisibonayo. Sasi isibonakaliso sokugcina esabonwa ngu-Abraham kanye loSarah wakhe. Indodana ethenjisiweyo ingakabi khona. Sikholwa ukuba sesi kulelo hola.
The patriarch, after this boy being born, could you imagine Isaac about 12 years old, lovely little curly-haired boy, little brown eyes? I'd imagine how that mother felt. Beautiful young woman. And so in his father.
Ukhokho ngemva kokuzalwa kwaleli ijaha. Akucabanga uIsaac. Iminyaka engaba lichumi lambili. Elincane lithandekayo ijaha elilenwele ziphotheneyo amehlo amancane ansundu ngingacabanga ukuthi lo mama wezwa njani inina elincane elihle njalo ke njalo loyise wakhe.
And one day God said, now for an example, we're way off, the hours is to come, I've made you father of nations to this boy, but I want you to take this boy up on the top of the mountain that I'll show you. Don't you kill him up there for a sacrifice.
Ngakho ngelinye ilanga, uNkulunkulu wathi kathesi, njengomzekeliso, sesikhatshana, lehola okuzabuya khona, ngikwenze waba, ngubaba wezizwe, ngalumfana, kodwa ngifuna ukuthi uthathe lumfana phezulu enqongweni yentaba. engiza kutshengisa yona. Njalo ngifuna umbulalele khona njengomhlatshelo.
Could you imagine that? Now, you've never been asked to go to a test like that. He doesn't do that. Now, that was examples, shadows.
Ungacabanga lokho. Gates, awukaze utshelwe ukuthi uhambe ekuvivinyweni okunjalo. Gates, kasakwenzi lokho. Lokho kwakuyimzekeliso amathunzi.
Did Abraham fear? No, sir. Abraham said this, I'm fully persuaded that he's able to raise him up from the dead, for I received him as one from the dead.
Abraham watsho lokho, ngisuthisekile okupheleleyo ukuthi uyenelise ukumvusa kwabafileyo, ngoba ngamamukela enje ngovela kwabafileyo.
And if that commandment of God told me to do this, and I've stayed true to it, and it paid off to have given me the Son, God's able to raise him from the dead, from which I received him as a figure.
Ngakho, uba lowo mlayo kaNkulunkulu, ungitshela ukuthi ngenze lokho, njalo ngahlala ngiqotho kuwo, njalo kusebenzile ukungipha indodana. UNkulunkulu yenelisa ukumvusa kwabafileyo, lapho engamthola khona, njengomfanekiso.
Oh, my friends, if God give you Pentecostals the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, how much more are you to believe His healing power and His goodness and mercy?
Oh, mina mngani, uba uNkulunkulu eliphile lina maPentecost, umoya oyingcwele ukukhuluma ngendimi, kufuze ukholwe kangakanani amandla akhe okusilisa njalo lobuhle lesihawu sakhe.
He did that against all the theologians in the country. They said it couldn't be done, but God did it because He promised it. Then stand by your gun, your word, your sword. Believe the word of God. God said so, and that settles it.
Uba wenza njalo yena, kuphikisana labo bonke abafundi bezenkolo elizweni. Bathi kwakungasoze kwenziwe, kodwa uNkulunkulu wakwenza ngoba yena wayekuthembisile. Ngakho mana ndawonye lo mbhobho wakho, ilizwi lakho, inkemba yakho, kholwa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu watsho njalo, njalo kwenele.
Notice, now he took him a 3 days journey from there with the mules. Now I can walk, when I was on patrol, I walked 30 miles every day through the wilderness. And we got gasoline feet, so to speak.
Nanzelela kathesi, wamthathu uhambo lwamalanga amathathu kusukela lapho elembongolo. Kathesi ngingahamba lapho ngisabhotabhota, ngangihamba amamayili angamachumi amathathu nsuku zonke phakathi kweganga, futhi sesilenyawo zamafutha uba sisitsho.
But then, man, only way their transportation is either ride a donkey or walk. And he went 3 days' journey from where he was and then lifted up his eyes out in the wilderness and saw the mountain far off.
Kodwa labo bantu, indlela yabo kuphela eyokuhambisa kwakungaba yikugadu babheme kumbe ukuhamba ngenyawo. Futhi wahamba amalanga amathathu esuka lapho ayekhona, njalo wasephakamisa amehlo akhe phandle enkangala, njalo wabona intaba ikhatshana.
He took Isaac and bound his hands, which we all know in Genesis 22, here's the type of Christ, led him up the mountain, bound, like Jesus is led up the mountain, Mount Calvary, type of God giving His Son, of course.
Wathathu Isaac wambopha izandla zakhe, okokuthi sonke siyakwazi kuGenesis 22, lapho kungumfanekiso kaKristu. Wamkhokhela phezu kwentaba, ebotshiwe, njengoJesu owakhokhelwa phezu kwentaba. Intaba iCalvary, umfanekiso kaNkulunkulu esipha indodana yakhe. Kunjalo.
But when they got up there and he was obedient, Isaac began to get kind of suspicious. He said, Father, here is the wood, here is the altar, here is the fire, but where is the sacrifice?
Kodwa bathi befika phezu khonale, njalo wayelalela uIsaac, waqalisa ukucabangela. Wathi baba, nanzi inkuni, nanti lathi, nanku umlilo, kodwa ungaphi umhlatshelo.
And Abraham, that knowing in his mind, yet the word of God standing out there, he said, my son, God is able to provide for himself a sacrifice. He called the place Jehovah Jireh.
Ngakho Abraham lokhu ekwazi engqondweni yakhe kodwa ilizwi lenkosi limi ngale wathi ndodana yami uNkulunkulu uyenelisa ukuzipha yena umhlatshelo indawo le wayibiza wathi Jehovah Jireh.
And when he bound his son, is obedient to death, laid him up on the altar, pulled the knife out of the sheath, and started to take the life of his own son. And when he did, something caught his hand and said, Abraham, stay your hand. And at that time, a ram bladed behind him with his horns hooked in the wilderness.
Ngakho lapho ebopha indodana yakhe, walalela kwaze kwaba lasekufeni, wamlalisa elathini, wahwatsha ingqamu esikhwameni sayo, waqalisa ukuthatha impilo yendodana yakhe. Ngakho lapho esenza njalo, kulento eyabamba isandla sakhe. Njalo yathi, Abraham, misa isandla sakho. Njalo ngaleso isikhathi inqama yakhala. Ngemva kwakhe impondo zibanjelwe esixukwini.
Did you ever think, where did that ram come from? Remember, the country's full of lions and wolves and jackals and that sheep devouring beast.
Wake wacabanga inqama le yavela ngapi? Khumbula ilizwe lelo ligcwele izilwane lempisi njalo lamakhanka njalo lalezo nyamazana ezidla izimvu.
And how far back from civilization was he? And then up on top of the mountain where there's no water. And he picked up the stones all around to make the altar. Where did that ram come from?
Ngakho wayekhatshana okunganani lempucuko njalo ngakho phezulu enqongweni yentaba lapho kungela amanzi njalo wayedobhe amatshe yonke indawo ukwenza ilathi leyo nqama yavela ngapi?
See, but it wasn't a vision. He killed the ram. It had blood. What did he say? God is able to provide for himself a sacrifice.
Bona kodwa kwakungayisiwo umbono wayibulala inqama yayilegazi wathini uNkulunkulu yenelisa ukuzipha yena umhlatshelo.
How are you going to come out of that chair? How's that spastic child going to get well? Or are you from that chair? You from there? You with the heart trouble, whatever's the matter. God is able to provide for himself.
Uzaphuma njani kuleso sihlalo? Lowo mntwana owome imthambo uzasila njani? Kumbe wena okuleso sihlalo wena olapho, wena olesifo senhliziyo. Kuloba kuyini? uNkulunkulu yenelisa ukuzipha yena.
Abraham believed it. The patriarch stayed true to the promise. And he gave the promise that your seed, because you believe my word, and regardless of what the circumstance, your seed shall possess the gate of its enemy.
Abraham wakukholwa. Ukhokho wahlala ethembekile kusithembiso. Njalo wapha isithembiso esokuthi inzalo yakho ngoba ukholiwe ilizwi lami njalo kungakhathalekile lesimo inzalo yakho izathumba amasango esitha.
Why? Every enemy that come up as a figure against Abraham, the enemy of she's too old, I'm too old, all this and everything else, he still stayed right true to that promise.
Kungani sonke isitha esibuyayo njengomfanekiso silwisa uAbraham? Isitha sika useluphele kakhulu, sengiluphele kakhulu konke lokho njalo lakho konke wayala elokho ethembekile kusithembiso.
Now, man that possesses that faith still will take God's word regardless of circumstances. Now, if you can't do that, then you're not Abraham's seed. That's the faith that Abraham had. His seed.
Gates, umuntu olalolo kholo, uya eloku etata ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Kungelani lezimo kathes uba ungenelisi ukwenza njalo awusiyo nzalo kaAbraham yilo ukholo Abraham owayelalo inzalo yakhe.
The promise of Abraham was that his seed, now his royal seed also, as I told you a while ago. And this seal that he gave Abraham was a seal of promise. And the royal seed, according to Ephesians 4:30, is sealed by the Holy Ghost after they have stood the test. Try to think of it.
Isithembiso sika Abraham sasingesokuthi inzalo yakhe kathesi inzalo yakhe eyobukhosi njalo njengokutsho kwami ngesikhathi sidlulileyo ngakho lolu phawu alunika u-Abraham lwaluluphawu lwesithembiso njalo inzalo yobukhosi njengokutsho kwabase-Efesu 4:30 ibekwa uphawu ngumoya oyingcwele ngemva kokumelana lokuvivinywa zama ukucabanga ngakho.
Many think they got the Holy Ghost. Many claim to have the Holy Ghost. Many can show many evidences and signs of it, but still, if it can't stay with this word, it's not the Holy Ghost. You believe every word.
Amen.
Then you're sealed after the test.
Abanenge bacabanga ukuthi balo moyo ingcwele. Abanenge bathi balo moyo ingcwele. Abanenge bengatshengisa ubufakazi obunenge kanye lezitshengiselo zawo. Kodwa loba kunjalo uba kungagcini leli ilizwi awusiwe umoya oyingcwele bona ukholwa lonke ilizwi ube subekwa uphawu ngemva kokuvivinywa.
When we believe every promise in the word, then we are sealed by the Spirit to confirm the promise. That's what Abraham, well, he did it.
Lapho sikholwa sonke isithembiso esiselizwini sesizabekwa uphawu ngumoya ukuqinisa isithembiso yikho lokho yilokho Abraham indlela ayenza ngayo.
Then and then only have we the right to possess the gates of our enemy. You cannot do it until first you become that seed.
Lapho njalo lapho kuphela esilelungelo elokuthumba isango lesitha sethu. Angeke ukwenze ungaqali waba yileyo nzalo.
Remember, in the Bible, I spoke on it at Houston or somewhere the other, or I mean Dallas, the token.
Kumbula, eBhayibhelini. Ngakhuluma ngakho eHouston, kumbe kwenye indawo ngokunye, kumbe ngisho eDallas, uphawu.
See, a Jew could show down in Israel that he was a Jew by circumcision. But God said, when I see the blood, and the blood shall be unto you a token.
Kangela, iJuda lalingatshengisa phansi e-Israyeli ukuthi wayeliJuda ngokusokwa. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wathi, lapho ngibona igazi, njalo igazi liza kuba luphawu kini.
The life that was in the blood could not come on the worshiper because, well, it was the animal's life. It was only a shadow coming up to the real life. Then the chemistry, the blood itself had to be read upon the door, in the post of the door.
Impilo eyayisegazini yayingeke ibuye kumkhonzi, ngoba phela yayiyimpilo yenyamazana. Kwakulithunzi kuphela eliza empilweni uqobo. Ngakho ke okuphakathi igazi ngokwalo kwakumele kube bomvu emnyango lasemgubazini wesivalo.
Apply Bahasif, which is just a common weed, showing that you don't have to have some super faith. You just have to have the faith you got, like you have to start your car, come to church.
Lifakwa nge yisophu okulukhulu olujwayelekileyo okutshengisa ukuthi kawumelanga ube lokholo oluphezulu, kumele ube lokufana nayo ukholo olalo, njengokuthi kufuze udumise imoto yakho uze esontweni.
See, a lot of people think they got to be something. No, that's wrong. Just common faith is all you have to apply the blood by. Hear the word, believe the word, apply it, that's all.
Bon. Abantu abanengi bacabanga ukuthi kufuze babe ngokuthile. Kodwa hatch akunjalo. Ukholo olujwayelekileyo yilo okumele ulusebenzise ukufaka ngalo igazi. Zwana ilizwi njalo ukholo ilizwi lisebenzise lona yikho kuphela.
Just pick up weeds anywhere there in Palestine, it's hossif. There's a little weed grow out of the cracks of the walls and around. Get the blood and put it on the lintel and the doorpost.
Pongo topa ukula lobangapi konale Palestine. Waye gule isop ukulo lungani. Olo alumila emkenkeni emtuli. Njalo laguyo yonke indawo. Ikanyuzwe kazindabu. Njalo lafagwa emnyango. Lasem kubazini emnyango.
And remember, I don't care how much they were in the covenant, how much of the Jew could so he was circumcised, how good a person he was, all the covenant was annulled unless the token was there. When I see the blood alone.
Njalo kumbula, ngangilandaba ukuthi babe kusivumelwano okunganani. UmJuda ukuthi wayengatshengisa kangakanani ukuthi wayesokiwe ukuthi wayengumuntu olunge kanganani sonke isivumelwano sasi sesulwa ngaphandle kokuthi uPaul walukhona lapho ngibona igazi kuphela.
Now the blood, now the token is not the chemistry of the blood of Christ, because it was shed thousands of years ago.
Gates igazi gates uPaul ayisikho ukubumba igazi okwabumba igazi lika Kristu ngoba lona lachithwa eminyakeni eyizinkulungwane eyadlulayo.
But you see where there had to be the chemistry there, the life in the animal couldn't come up on the human because the life of the animal doesn't have a soul. Animal does no right from wrong. It's the human being that has the soul.
Kodwa uyabona igazi kathesi lapho kwakumele kube khona okubumbayo. Impilo esenyamazeni yayingeke ize phezu komuntu ngoba impilo yenyamazana kayila mphefumulo. Inyamazana kayiqathanisi okuhle lokubi, umuntu nguye olomphefumulo.
Now, but when Jesus, the Son of God, virgin born, shed his blood, the life that was in that blood was God itself. The Bible said we are saved by the life, the blood of God. Amen. Not the blood of a Jew, not the blood of a Gentile, but the life of God.
Gates gota. Lapho uJesu indodana kaNkulunkulu owazalwa yintombi wachitha igazi lakhe impilo eyayi ikulelo gazi nguNkulunkulu ngokwayo. IBhayibhilathi sisindiswa impilo igazi likaNkulunkulu, hathi igazi elomJuda, hathi igazi lowezizwe, kodwa impilo kaNkulunkulu.
God created this blood cell. Virgin born. She never knew no man. Neither did the egg come from her.
UNkulunkulu wadala le inhlansi yegazi eyazalwa intombi. Kazange azi owesilisa njalo kazange njalo iqanda kalivelanga kuye.
I know many of you people want to believe the egg did. The egg can't be there without a sensation. What would God do then? See? He created both egg and blood cells. Yes. And that was the tabernacle of God, holy. I will not suffer my holy one to see corruption.
Ngiyazi iningi lenu bantu lifuna ukukholwa ukuthi iqanda lavela kuye. Iqanda kalingeke libe khona uba kungela muzwa wenyamene. Wayeza kwenzani ke uNkulunkulu? Bona, wadala konke iqanda kanye lenhlansi yegazi. Njalo lelo kwakulithebhanekeli likaNkulunkulu. Lingcwele, ngangisoze ngivumele ongcwele wami ukuthi abone ukubola.
So where the egg comes, neither will I leave his soul in hell.
His body was holy. Oh, my. You know, if you can't believe that, how can you call yourself a Christian?
Bon, lapo iqanda elavela khona, kumbe ukuchiya umphefumulo wakhe esihogweni. Umzimba wakhe wawungcwele, oh mina. Kawungeke ukholwe lokho. Ungazithi ungumKristu njani?
We are saved by the blood of God. That's where my faith is. Not walk out there in the blood of a prophet, not walk out there in the blood of an ordinary man or a teacher or a theologian. We walk there in the blood of God. God said so.
Sisindiswa ngegazi likaNkulunkulu. Yikho ukholo lwami. Hathi ukuhamba lapho egazini lomprofeti. Hathi ukuhamba lapho egazini lomuntu makhaza. Kumbe elomfundisi. Kumbe elesazi sezenkolo. Sihamba lapho egazini likaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu watsho njalo.
He became human being. He changed his strand. He stretched his tent here with us and become one of us. He's our kinsman redeemer. He had to become kinfolks to us because that was the law. God became man and dwelt among us.
Waba ngumuntu yena. Waguqula isimo sakhe. Wendlala itende lakhe lapha lathi. Waba ngomunye wethu. Uyisihlobo sethu esingumhlengi. Wayemele abe yisihlobo kithi. Ngoba lokho kwakungumthetho. UNkulunkulu waba ngumuntu futhi wahlala phakathi kwethu.
Notice how that in doing this, he coming from him was God, the Spirit. And that Spirit becomes upon the believer. Therefore, the life that was in our sacrifice, we are identified by that same life.
Nanzelele ukuthi ekwenzeni lokho yena evela kuye wayenguNkulunkulu umoya njalo lowo moya uza phezu kwekholo ngakho ke impilo eyayi isemhlatshelweni wethu isiboniswa kanye laleyo mpilo.
Then how can they see the life of God moving amongst the people and call it an unclean thing? When that's our identification.
Amen.
Of our sacrifice.
Ngakho bengabona njani impilo kaNkulunkulu ihamba phakathi kwabantu njalo bayibize ngokuthi into engcolileyo khona lokho kuyikubonakaliswa komhlatshelo wethu.
He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also. His life returning upon the from the sacrifices, we lay our hands upon it and identifying ourselves dead to our own thoughts.
Lo okholwa kimi, imsebenzi engiyenzayo, layo uzayenza, impilo yakhe iphenduka phezu komhla, ivela emhlatshelweni. Lapho sibeka izandla zethu phezu kwawo, njalo sizikhomba, sifile emcabangweni yethu.
Then how can we let denominations push us into creeds and things and say we believe it? We are dead to those things. Paul said, none of these things bother me, for he was tied to an absolute Christ.
Ngakho ke singavumela njani inhlanganiso zamabandla zisifuqela ukuzivuma nkolo kanye lezinto njalo sithi siyakukholwa sifile entweni lezo. UPaulo wathi akukho entweni lezi okungihluphayo ngoba wayebotshelwe eqobeni uKristu.
Never true achievement is tied to an absolute. And my absolute is the Word. And everybody else's that's really born of the Spirit, their absolute is God's Word. I'm tied to it.
Njalo yonke impumelelo yeqiniso ibotshelwe eqobeni. Njalo uqobo lwami hilizwi. Njalo wonke umuntu ozelwe ngomoya uqobo lwakhe yilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngimbothelwe kulo.
I lay my hands upon it. And it took my place. I've identified myself with him. We knew that he promised to identify himself with us.
Ngafaka izandla zami kulo. Njalo lathatha indawo yami. Njalo ngizikhombe kanye laye. sabakwazi ukuthi wathembisa ukuzibonisa yena kanye lathi.
That brings genuine faith. Not your own faith, but his faith. Something that you don't control, he does it. Now notice, then and then only, when there is the promise made to you.
Lokho kuleta ukholo oluqotho. Hathi ukholo lwakho, kodwa ukholo lwakhe, into ongayinqandiyo, nguye okwenzayo. Kathesi khangela, lapho njalo, lapho kuphela, lapho isithembiso sisenzelwa wena.
No matter how many churches you join, how many times you've been baptized, face forward, backward, any way you want to. Until that seal is placed upon you, then you have no right to call yourself a connected with your sacrifice.
Akula ndaba ukuthi mangaka amabandlo angenileyo, ubhabhatizwe kangaki, ubuso phansi, ukhangele phezulu, loba iphindlelo ifunayo. Ungakafakwa lolo phawu, awulali ilungelo lokuzithi uqumene lomhlatshelo wakho.
And what is the seal of God? Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of your redemption. Amen. Not from one revival to another, but eternally sealed.
Amen.
Until the day that you're redeemed back.
Ngakho luyini uPaul kaNkulunkulu kwabase Efesu 4:30 it lingamdabukisi umoya ngcwele kaNkulunkulu lapho elibekwe uPaul kuze kube lusuku lokuhlengwa kwenu athi kusuka kwenye imvuselelo kusiya kweyinye kodwa ubekwe uPaul okunaphakade kuze kufike ilanga lapho ohlengwa khona.
And remember, if you never was in God's thoughts, you'll never be with God. How many knows that he was a redeemer?
Amen.
Well, then anything redeemed has to come back to where it fell from.
Ngakho, kumbula, uba waungewe mcabangweni kaNkulunkulu. Kawusoze ube loNkulunkulu. Bangaka bakwaziyo ukuthi yena wayengumhlengi. Yeboke, lapho yonke into ehlengiweyo kumele ibuyele lapho eyawa isuka khona.
So if he come to redeem us, how could we was one time didn't have to be redeemed and we were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies?
Ngakho ke uba wabuya ukuzosihlenga thina. Sasinga kwesinye isikhathi sasingamelanga sihlengwe. Njalo sonke sazalelwa esonweni, sabunjwa ebubini, sabuya emhlabeni siqamba amanga.
It shows that a real Christian is an attribute of God's thinking before there was a world or a star or air or anything else.
Hallelujah.
We are telling you so good. UmKristu woqobo uyisimilo somcabango kaNkulunkulu. Kungakabi lomhlaba, kumbe inkanyezi, kumbe umoya, loba kuyini.
It's eternal. And you come to redeem us back. It's God's thought spoken to a word, made manifest and brought back.
Kunaphakade njalo wabuya ukuzosihlenga ngumcabango kaNkulunkulu okhulunywe waba yilizwi wabonakala njalo wabuyiselwa kumcabango wakhe.
Kinsman, Redeemer, that's the reason God himself had become one of us. To redeem, nothing else could do it. An angel couldn't do it, nothing else. He had to come down and be tempted like we are to redeem us.
Umhlengi oyisihlobo yiso isizathu uNkulunkulu yena ngokwakhe wayemele abe ngomunye wethu ukuzohlenga. Akula lutho olwalungakwenza ingilosi yayingeke kwenze akulo kunye. Wayemele ehle phansi alingwe njengathi ukuze asihlenge.
Notice now the natural seed of Abraham. Let's check some of those natural seed and see if God kept his word with the natural seed, which was Isaac. Let's check some of the natural seed that believed the full promise of God and had no question.
Nanzelela kathesi inzalo kaAbraham yasenyameni. Asike sikhangele eyinye yaleyo nzalo yasenyameni. njalo sibona ukuthi uNkulunkulu wagcina yini ilizwi lakhe. Kunzalo yasenyameni okwakungu Isaac asike sikhangele eyinye yaleyo nzalo yasenyameni eyakholwa sonke isithembiso sikaNkulunkulu njalo kabazange babe lombuzo.
I remember there were tens of thousands times multiplied thousands that was circumcised and everything else and still was not Abraham's seed.
Katheskumbula kwaye kulamachumi ayizinkulungwane eziphindwe kazinkulungwane eziphinda pindiweyo kazinkulungwane ababesokiwe kunye lakho konke njalo bengayisiyo nzalo kaAbraham.
That which is Jew outward is not Jew, that which is Jew inward. They, many of them, failed, bitterly failed.
Qiniso, lo ongumJuda ngaphandle kasuye mJuda. Ngulo ongumJuda ngaphakathi, bona iningi labo, behluleka, behluleka kakhulu.
Look in the wilderness. They said, we, the day of the Passover, are to drinking at the fountain, St. John 6, there's all rejoicing. Jesus said, I'm that rock that was in the wilderness. I'm the bread that come from God out of heaven. If a man may eat thereof and not die.
Kangela enhlani, but tina, kosukulwe pasika, kumbe ekuna 10 emthonjeni, kuJohane ongcwele 6, bonke babethokoza. Jesu wathi, ngileliyana dwala elalisenhlani. Ngisinkwa esavela kuNkulunkulu sisuka ezulwini uba umuntu engasidla njalo kasoze afi.
They said our fathers eat man in the wilderness for 40 years. He said, and they are everyone dead.
Bathi, okhokho bethu badla imana enhlani okweminyaka engamachuma amane. What? Njalo bona bonke bafile.
Dead, take that word and run and see what it means. Eternally separated. Yet they were Abraham's seed. Death means separation, annihilation, completely destroyed. Annihilation. Jesus said they were dead. Every one of them, yet they were circumcised Jews.
Bafile, thatha ilizwi, njalo ulikhangele, ubone ukuthi lichoni, behlukanisiwe okunaphakade, kodwa babe inzalo kaAbraham. Ukufa kutsho ukwehlukaniswa, ukutshabalaliswa, ukubhujiswa okupheleleyo, ukutshabalaliswa. UJesu wathi babefile bonke kodwa babengamaJuda asokiweyo.
See, folks, just because we're Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, got a little confession and things like that, the devil bleeds just as much as we do.
Bon, abantu abazwisa usizi ngoba singama Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, ulesivumo esincane kanye lezinto ezinjalo, udevel ukholwa ngendlela lathi esikholwa ngayo.
But you've got to be identified with it.
Amen.
God's got to witness it to it by a sealing with the Holy Spirit. No question of the word. If you say, well, that was for the other day, there's something wrong.
Kodwa kumele uboniswe kanye lakho. UNkulunkulu kumele afakaze kukho ngokubeka uphawu ngomoya ongcwele. Akulambuzo owelizwi. Uba ungathi kahle kathesi kwakungokwesikhathi esadlulayo kulento engamanga kuhle.
What if a man come running and you told him the light was shining and he run down to the basement and said, I just refuse it. I just refuse it. There's no such a thing as light. I don't believe it. There'd be something wrong with that man. He'd be mentally upset. If he refuses its warm rays and its life-giving resource, there's something wrong with him. Mentally.
Asithi umuntu ubuya egijima, umtshela ukuthi ukukhanya kuyakhanya. Njalo ebese gijima esiya ngaphansi kwesakhiwo, athi ngiyakuyala, ngiyakuyala. Akulanto ethiwa ukukhanya, kangikukholwa. Kuyabe kulento engaqondanga kulowo umuntu. Uyabe phambeni ingqondo engayala inhlansi zakho ezikhudumalayo kunye lamandla akho anika impilo kulento engamanga kuhle ngaye engqondweni.
And when a man see
sees the word of God made plain before him and identified, and then shuts and pulls down his denominational curtains. There's something wrong with that man spiritually. Something's wrong with him. There's something spiritually wrong. You just can't receive it. Blind and don't know it. Going on to the judgment. And God will be the judge.
Njalo umuntu ebona ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lenziwa laba sobala phambi kwakhe. Njalo labonakaliswa njalo ebesevala njalo adonsele phansi amaketheni akhe awenhlanganiso yebandla. Kulento engaqondanga kulowo muntu ngokomoya. Kulento engaqondanga kuye, kulento engaqondanga ngokomoya. Ngenelisi ukwamukela khona uyisiphofu njalo engakwazi esiya ekwahlulelweni njalo uNkulunkulu uzakuba ngumahluleli.
Notice when they did this and these seeds now that did believe it, watch what happened. Let's check some of them. Now Abraham's seed.
Nanzelela lapho be yenze lokho njalo lezi imbewu kathesi ezakholwa lokho ubona okwayenzakalayo kasikhangeleni abanye babo kathesi inzalo kaAbraham.
Let's take the Hebrew children. Because they stood true and wouldn't tolerate with image worship. They refused to bow down to an image that the king of the nation had made. It was made after a holy man too. The image of Daniel.
Gasthathen abantwana bamaHebheru ngoba bama beqotho njalo kabavumelanga ukukhonza isithombe bayala ukuguqela isithombe esenziwe inkosi yesizwe senziwa singumfanekiso komuntu ongcwele futhi isithombe sika Daniel.
Showed that the Gentile race was brought in onto the false side of worshiping an image of a holy man. It goes out the same way when people are being forced to worship images of people.
Watshengisa ukuthi isizwe sabezizwe salethwa ngendlela engaqondanga ukukhonza isithombe somuntu ongcwele siyacina ngendlela efananayo lapho abantu bazabanjwa ngamandla ukuthi bakhonze izithombe zabantu.
It come in by revelation of Daniel being able to interpret the word that was wrote on the handwriting on the law. That's the way it come in, and that's the way it goes out. The same way of the image of the Gentile.
Sabuya ngesambulo sika Daniel esenelisa ukuchaza ilizwi elabhalwa ngesandla emdulwini indlela esabuya ngayo njalo yiyo indlela esiphuma ngayo indlela yinye isithombe sowezizwe.
Notice they refused to do it. What did they do? They were Abraham's seed standing true to the word, and they possessed the gates of the enemy of fire. They did it. God's word's true.
Nanzelela bayalo ukukwenza njalo kuyini abakwenzayo babe inzalo kaAbraham beme beqotho elizwini njalo bathumba isango lesitha elomlilo bakwenza yebo ke ilizwi likaNkulunkulu liqotho.
Daniel tested for the worship of one true God. He was tested for that, and in the time of test he stood the test.
UDaniel evivinywa ekukhonzeni uNkulunkulu oqotho oyedwa wavivinyelwa khona lokho njalo ngesikhathi sokuvivinywa wamelana lokuvivinywa.
What did God do? It looked like the chips down for him, as we would say. And they didn't know what to do. They was going to feed him to the lion. But Daniel stayed true to the test of there's one true God.
Amen.
And he possessed the gate of his enemy. God closed the mouth of the lion.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu wenzani lapho kukhanye ngani konke kumhambeli kuhle uba singatsho ngakho babengakwazi ukuthi benze njani babeza mhambisa ukuthi ayedliwa isilwane kodwa uDaniel wama eqinisekile esi vivinyweni esithi kulo nkulunkulu oyedwa oweqiniso njalo wathumba isango lesitha sakhe unkulunkulu waye vale umlomo wesilwane.
Moses stayed true to the promised word before the false impersonators Jabesh and Jabesh in the test.
Umos wabaqotho ulizwi lesithembiso phambi kwabalingiseli bamanga uJanes loJambres esivivinyweni.
Look, God had met him a supernatural. Told him to go do these things, show these signs, and each sign would have a voice. Moses went right down, this is true as he knows. He threw down the sticks and it turned into a serpent. You know what happened? Here come the impersonators and done the same thing.
Kangel, unkulunkulu, wayehlanganelaye ngokungaphandle kwemvelo, wamtshela ukuthi aye kwenza lezo zinto, etshengise lezi zibonakaliso, njalo isibonakaliso sinye ngasinye silephimbo. UMose wahamba eqotho ngokwazi kwakhe, waphosela phansi intonga, yaguquka yaba yinyoka, liyakwazi okwayenzakalayo. Nampa abalingiseli labo benza njalo, bayenza into efanayo.
Now Moses didn't throw up his hands and say, well, I guess it's all wrong. He stayed there and waited on God. He stayed true. No matter how many impersonators there was, he stayed true.
Gates, uMose kazanga phose phezu izandla, esithi, yebo ngicabangela konke akuqondanga. Wama khonapho elindele uNkulunkulu. Wahlala eqotho, akulani lokuthi kwaba labalingiseli abangaki wahlala eqotho.
And when he stayed true to his commission to bring those people out of that place, when the water gate got in his way, God let him possess it and he opened the gate by the pillar of fire that was leading him and took the people on to the promised land.
Njalo ehlezi eqotho kumlayezo wakhe ukukhipha abantu kuleyo ndawo. Lapho isango lamanzi lisima endleleni yakhe, uNkulunkulu wamenza walithumba njalo wavula isango ngesiko yomlilo eyayimkhokhela waletha abantu elizweni lesithembiso.
Joshua, another great leader, only two out of went to the promised land, Joshua and Caleb. They came to a place called Kadesh, which was the center of the world at that time, in so much that that was a judgment seat.
UJoshua ongomunye umkhokheli omkhulu ababili kuphela phakathi kwe baya elizweni lesithembiso. UJoshua loKaleb bafika endaweni ethiwa iKadesh eyayiyisigodlo somhlaba ngaleso isikhathi okokuthi yayiyisihlalo esokwahlulela.
And all they sent out 12 spies to look at the land. And 12 of them come back. 10 of them thought, oh, it's too much of a job. We just couldn't do it. Well, then people, we look like grasshoppers to the side of them.
Njalo, oh, bathuma inhloli ezilitshumi lambili ukuyakhangela ilizwe. Njalo abalitshumi lambili babo baphenduka. Abalitshumi lambili babo bathi, oh, ngumsebenzi omkhulu. Sehlulekile ukukwenza. Ngakho abantu bakhona sikhangeleka njengentethe eceleni kwabo.
But what did Joshua do? He stilled the people. He said, wait a minute. We're more than able to take it. No matter how little we are, how much in the minority, what was he doing? He was standing true to that promise, I'll give you this land. But you fight every inch of it.
Kodwa uJoshua wenzani? Wathulisa abantu. What? Manini kancane. Senelisa kakhulu ukulithatha. Kungelani lokuthi sibancane okunjani. Kumbe ukuthi sibalutshwane. Wayenzani? Wayesibaqotho kuleso sithembiso. Ngiyalipha leli ilizwe, kodwa kumele lilwe wonke umango walo.
You believe that, mother? God's given your healing, but you'll fight every inch of it. Everywhere the soles of your feet set, that I give you for possession. Footprints means possession. It's all yours, every promise belongs to you, but you'll fight every inch of the way in and out.
Liyakukholwa lokho, mama. UNkulunkulu kuphile ukusila kwakho. Kodwa uzakulwa wonke umango wakho. Yonke indawo isithende zenu ezizanyathela khona ngizalipha. Leyo ndawo ibe ngeyenu. Imkhondo kutsho ukuthumba konke ngokwakho sonke isithembiso ngesakho kodwa kumele ulwe wonke umango wendlela kathesi.
Now, Joshua knew what God said. He was the seed of Abraham. See, he said, I believe that, that God give us the land and we are more than able to take it.
Kathesi, uJoshua wayekwazi okwathiwa nguNkulunkulu. Wayeyinzalo kaAbraham, bona, wathi ngiyakholwa lokho. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasipha ilizwe njalo senelisi ukulithatha.
And because he stood the test against the whole group of Israelites, all the tribes and all the people mourned and cried. Joshua said, keep still. God made the promise.
Njalo ngokuba wamelana lokuvivinywa kumelana leqembu lonke lika-Israyeli zonke izizwe kanye labo bonke abantu bama balila njalo bakhala. UJoshua wathi, manindi thule, uNkulunkulu wenza isithembiso.
No matter how big the army, what the opposition is, and what the doctor said, God give the promise. It's up to God to do it.
Akulani lokuthi umkhulu okunganani, njalo lokuthi impikiswano inganani, njalo lokuthi udokotela utheni, uNkulunkulu wenza isithembiso. KuNkulunkulu ukuthi akwenze.
What did he do? When he come down to the river of Jordan, he possessed the gate.
Amen.
That's what he did. Jericho closed up like a turtle in a shell. What did he do? He possessed the gate.
Wenzani lapho efika emfuleni uJordan. Wathumba isango. Yikho akwe akwenzayo. IJericho ivaliwe njengo futhi luphakathi kokugebhezi. Wenzani wathumba isango.
Even one day, when his enemy was trying to take him, he possessed the gate of his enemy so much that he commanded the sun to stand still.
Yes.
And the sun obeyed him and never turned for 24 hours.
Njalo, ngolunye usuku, lapho isitha sakhe, sizama ukumthatha, wathumba isango, lesitha sakhe, okokuthi walaya ilanga ukuthi lime mpo. Njalo ilanga lamlalela njalo kalihambanga okwamahola angamachumi amabili lane.
God true to his promise, no matter what he has to do, bankrupt the heavens before he let his word go defeated.
Oh, glory to God.
Never made a promise that he can't keep.
UNkulunkulu uqotho kusithembiso sakhe. Akulani lokuthi kumele enzeni yena achiye izulu lingasela lutho engakayekeli ilizwi lakhe linqotshwa akaze enze isithembiso angeke asigcwalise yena.
I'm the Lord, heals all that is Jesus. If you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Ngiyinkosi esilisa zonke izifo zakho. Bengabeka izandla phezu kwabagulayo bazasila. Amen. Uba ungakholwa zonke izinto ziyenzeka.
Joshua believed it. Though God had to stop the earth from turning, held it there by some other power, his own power, that the world never turned for 24 hours till Joshua avenged himself upon his enemy. He took the gates. Certainly he did. God's ever true.
Joshua wakukholwa, loba uNkulunkulu wamisa umhlaba ukuthi ungahambi. Wawumisa khonapho. Ngamanye amandla. Amandla akhe uqobo okokuthi umhlaba wawungahambanga okwamahola angamachumi amabili lane. UJoshua waze waphindisela isitha sakhe. Wathatha amasango. Ngempela wenza njalo. UNkulunkulu uvele uqinisekile.
Now I wish we had time to get to more heroes, but we've got about 10 minutes now.
Kathesi ngifisa ukuthi aluba silesikhathi sikhangela amanye amaqhawe. Kodwa kathesi sengisele lemzuzu elithumi.
Look. All these precious heroes, as they were, and great warriors of faith, they all died at the gate of death. They all perished right at the gate of death. Then come on the royal seed of Abraham.
Kangela, wonke amaqawa lawa aligugu, benjalo, njalo benga maqawi, amakhulu, awokholo, bonke bafe sangweni lokufa, bonke babhubha. Konap esangweni lokufa kwasekubuya inzalo yobukhosi kaAbraham.
They were all the natural seed from Isaac. But here come the royal seed of Abraham, which was Christ. Abraham's seed of faith. What we're supposed to be. You see how where we are now.
Bonke babe inzalo yasenyameni kusukela kuIsaac. Kodwa nansi inzalo yobukhosi kaAbraham isiza. Okwaku nguKristu, inzalo kaAbraham eyokholo okumele sibe yikho khona. Khangela ukuba siyikho kumbe hatshi.
The natural seed only was a type. All others was born of natural birth. But he come a virgin birth.
Inzalo yasenyameni yayingumfanekiso. Bonke abanye bazalwa ngokwemvelo kodwa weza ngokuzalwa intombi.
See, that wasn't of the seed of Abraham then, a Jew. He come by the seed of faith of the promise. And then we're supposed to be his children through this man.
Bon, kwakungayisikho okwenzalo kaAbraham. Lapho umJuda weza ngenzalo yokholo yesithembiso. Njalo lapho kumele sibe ngabantwana bakhe ngale indoda.
Watch what he did. When he was on earth, he conquered and possessed every gate the enemy had, the royal seed. He promised it by the word, he conquered it.
Khangela lokho akwenzayo. Lapho yena esemhlabeni, wanqoba njalo wathumba lonke isango elalile sitha. Inzalo yobukhosi wakuthembisa ngelizwi wakunqoba.
He conquered the gate of sickness for us. That's what he came to do. He, remember, sick people, he conquered that gate.
Yes.
You don't have to conquer it. He conquered it.
Wanqoba isango lomkhuhlane esenzela thina. Yikho abuye ukuzokwenza. Yena khumbulani bantu ligulayo. Walinqoba lelo sango.
The other man had to conquer their own gate. But you don't have to conquer. It's already conquered. He conquered the gates of sickness.
Abanye abantu babe mele banqobe isango labo. Kodwa kawudingi unqobe selivele linqotshiwe. Wanqoba amasango omkhuhlane.
And what did he do? When he conquered the gates of sickness, saying that he would, whatever you asked on earth and whatever you bound on earth, he'd bind it in heaven. Give us the keys to the gate.
Njalo, wenzani senqobe amasango omkhuhlane esithi yena uza. Loba yikuyini elikucelayo emhlabeni. Njalo loba yikuyini elikubophileyo emhlabeni. Yena uza kubopha ezulwini. Asiphe izihluthulelo zesango.
He conquered the gate of temptation. By the word. And the keys was, resist the enemy and he'll flee from you. He conquered it all. Conquered every sickness. He conquered death. And he conquered hell. He conquered death and hell.
Wanqoba isango lokulingwa ngelizwi. Njalo izihluthulelo zithi. Phika isitha njalo siza kubalekela. Wakunqoba konke. Wanqoba wonke. Umkhuhlane wanqoba ukufa njalo wanqoba lesihloko wanqoba ukufa lesihloko.
He conquered what the others couldn't conquer because they're the natural seed. This is the spiritual seed. He conquered the gate of the grave and rose up on the third day for our justification. And now we are more conquerors. We just walk right into it as an inheritance. More than conquerors.
Wanqoba ukwehlula abanye ukuthi bakunqobe ngoba ngabenzalo yasenyameni le yinzalo kamoya. Wanqoba isango lethuna njalo wavuka ngelanga lesithathu ukwenzela ukulungisiswa kwethu. Njalo kathesi singabanqobi ngokudlulileyo, siyahamba singene kikho njengelifa abanqobi ngokudlulileyo.
Now we are dealing with a defeated enemy. Sickness is defeated. Death is defeated. Hell is defeated. Everything's defeated.
Gates silisana lesithe esanqotshwayo. umkhuhlane unqotshiwe, ukufa kunqotshiwe, isihogo sinqotshiwe, konke kunqotshiwe.
Oh, my! Wish I was twice my size, I made you feel twice as good. We are disputing with a conquered enemy.
Oh, mina, ngifisa ukuthi aluba ngiphindwe kabili isilinganiso sami. Kathesi mhlawumbe ngizwa kuhle okugoqwe kabili. Siphikisana lesitha esanqotshwayo.
No wonder Paul could say when he's building a block to chop his head off, he said, oh, death, where is your sting? Show me where you can make me squirmle and scream.
Yiko uPaul wayethi besakha indawo ukuthi baqume ikhanda lakhe wathi oh kufa lungaphu donsi lwakho ngitshengise lapho ongenza khona ngiquqe njalo ngimemeze.
What is your victory? You think you'll mow me out there? I'll point you to an empty one over there and I'm in him. He'll raise me up for the last thing. A defeated enemy.
Tuna kungaphu kunqoba kwakho. Njalo ucabanga ukuthi uzangibumba le ngiza kukhombela elingela muntu ngale njalo ngikuye uzangivusa ngosuku lokucina isitha esinqotshiweyo.
The royal seed of Abraham. Now the natural seed cannot point to that, but the royal seed can. Conquered, already conquered, for he has gone before us and conquered every gate for us.
Inzalo yobukhosi kaAbraham, kathesi inzalo yasenyameni, yayingeke ikhombele kulokho, kodwa inzalo yobukhosi inganqoba, seyavele yanqoba, ngoba yena uhambe phambi kwethu, njalo wasinqobela lonke isango.
He's now after 2,000 years, he stands in the midst of us, the mighty conqueror.
Yena kathesi ngemva kweminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili ume phakathi wethu umnqobo omkhulu.
Not only did he conquer sickness, he conquered sickness, he conquered temptation, he conquered every enemy, he conquered death, he conquered hell, he conquered the grave, and rose up again, and 2,000 years later, here he stands among us this afternoon identifying himself a mighty conqueror. Amen. Still here alive, vindicating his promise. Royal seed of Abraham. Oh, my. And the enemy shall, he'll conquer the gates of his enemy.
Ganqobanga yena kuphela umkhuhlane. Wanqoba umkhuhlane, wanqoba ukulingwa, wanqoba sonke isitha, wanqoba ukufa, wanqoba isikhokho, wanqoba ithuna, futhi wavuka njalo. Njalo ngemva kweminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili, nangu yena umile phakathi kwethu kule imini ezibonakalisa uqobo, umnqobo omkhulu. Amen. Yena ulokhu elapha, uyaphila. Eqinisa isithembiso sakhe inzalo yobukhosi kaAbraham. Oh mina futhi isitha siza uzanqoba amasango esitha sakhe.
Those seeds, he stands here alive to vindicate himself to who? Those predestinated seeds that can see it. He conquered that.
Kulabo inzalo lapha ephila ukuziqinisa yena kubani leyo imbewu ezamiselwa phambilini ezingakubona wakunqoba lokho.
After his test of the promise of the word, they were sealed by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. To them confirmed what? Hebrews 13:8 to be so.
Ubani ngemva kokuvivinywa kwakhe kusithembiso eselizwi babekwa uPawu ngumoya ongcwele emzimbeni kaKristu kibo waqinisa okuyini amaHebheru 13:8 ukuthi kuliqiniso.
They are sealed in there by the Holy Ghost, that Holy Ghost which was by Abraham foresaw it, by faith he believed it, and now we receive it looking back to the promise of what he said, and John 14:12 is made confirmed in this last days by the risen conqueror.
Babekwe uPawu phakathi ngumoya ongcwele, lowo moya ongcwele owaye ngo-Abraham wakubona phambilini ngokukholwa wakukholwa njalo kathesi siyakwamukela khona sikhangele emuva kusithembiso asichoyo njalo uJohane 14:12 uyaqiniswa kulezi insuku zokucina ngumnqobi ovukileyo yena ngokwakhe.
Not some system, but a person, Christ the Conqueror. Not my church, not my Baptist church, or your Presbyterian Methodist, or the Pentecostals. Not by that, but by Jesus Christ. He lives today. He rose Romans for our justification. And because He lives, He said, we live also.
Hach olunye uhlelo kodwa umuntu uKristu umnqobi hach ibandla lami hach ibandla lami ele Baptist kumbe Presbyterian yakho Methodist kumbe ama Pentecostal hach ngalokho kodwa ngoJesu Kristu uyaphila lamuhla wavuka kulokho esenzela ukulungisiswa kwethu ngakho ngoba yena uyaphila wathi lati siyaphila.
Man don't live by bread alone, but by every word, not part of the word, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Umuntu kaphili ngesinkwa kuphela, kodwa ngelizwi lonke, hathi ingxenye yelizwi, lonke ilizwi eliphuma emlonyeni kaNkulunkulu.
I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Leavest thou this. Take the gate of every enemy.
Ngikuvuka njalo lokuphila. Lo okholwa kimi, lo bakade file, kodwa uzaphila. Lo ba ngubani ophilayo njalo akholwe kimi, kasoza afe. Uya kukholwa lokho yini? Thumba isango lezitha zonke.
How could he conquer Bosworth? When God Bosworth is in the conqueror, that's when he said, the happiest hour of my life is right now. He knew that mighty conqueror. His assurance rested with him.
Why nga ngoba njani uBosworth? Lapho uNkulunkulu uBosworth waye kumnqobi. Njalo yiso isizathu wathi ihola elihle kakhulu empilweni yami. Yilona leli. Ah, waye mazi lomnqobi omkhulu. Isiqiniseko sakhe sasikuye.
Oh my. Now we can sing, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. Someday he's coming, oh glorious day.
Oh mina, gathes singahlabela, ephila wangithanda, esifa wangisindisa. Engcwatshwa wathwalela izono zami khatshana evuka walungisisa ngesihle naphakade ngelinye ilanga uzabuya osuku oluhle.
To those who are seen to be defeated, Eddie Pruitt, I believe it was, he couldn't sell his Christian songs. Nobody wanted them. They had nothing to do with it. All defeated in a believer.
Kulabo abakhanya benqotshiwe. U-Eddie Peronet, ngikholwa nguye, wayengenelisi ukuthengisa ingoma zakhe ezesiKristu, akula muntu wayezifuna, babengelani lazo, enqotshiwe njalo elikholwa.
One day the Holy Spirit come upon him, the gate of his enemies, that would receive his literature. The Spirit struck him and he grabbed the pen. God let him write the inauguration song. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him.
Yelinye ilanga umoya ongcwele wehlela phezu kwakhe. Isango lesitha sakhe ababengemkeli ingwalo zakhe. Umoya wamthinta njalo wathatha usiba uNkulunkulu wamenza waloba ingoma eyokusungula. Lonke udumo emandleni egama lika Jesu ingilosi kazithi mbo phansi ngenhlonipho letha umqhele wobukhosi simethwe umqhele wokuthi uyinkosi yakho konke.
Lion Penny Crosby one time, so what does it mean to you? Some, she didn't sell her birthright like the Pentecostal Elvis Presley did, or like the Church of Christ Boone did, or like the Red Foley did. selling their talents to the world. They got a fleet of Cadillacs and million-dollar gold records. But Fanny Crosby stayed true to the faith.
Oh, Fanny Crosby is powerful. Kwesinye isikhathi wathi kutshoni kuwe abanye ngazange athengise ilongelo lakhe lokuzalwa njengompentecostal Elvis Presley akwenzayo kumbe okwenziwa nguBoone owe Church of Christ kumbe okwenziwa nguRed Foley abathengisele umhlaba amathalenta abo bathola imoto ezinenye ezamakhadi lakhe njalo lamadola ayisigidi ama record awe golide kodwa uFanny Crosby waqiniseka esikhundleni sakhe.
She screamed out, "Pass me no, gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. All others are calling, do not pass me by. Thou, the stream of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee, or whom in heaven but thee?"
Wamemeza wathi, "Maungangedluli omsindisi omnene. Yizwa ukukhala kwami okuthobekileyo lapho abanye ubabiza ungangedluli lami wena uyisifudlana senduduzo yami kwedlula impilo kimi ngubani engilayo emhlabeni ngaphandle kwakho kumbe ezulwini kodwa kuwe.
They said, "What if you're blind when you get to heaven?" She said, "I don't know him anyhow." Said, "How do you know him?" Said, "I don't know him."
But, kasithi, uzabe uyisiphofu lapho ufika ezulwini. Wathi, ngizaba mazi, loba kanjani. Wathi, uzaba mazi njani. Wathi, ngizaba mazi.
Said, "Miss Crosby, you can make $1 million." She said, "I don't want $1 million. How will you know him?" She said, I shall know him. "And redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him. If I can't see him, I'll feel for the nail prints in his hand." She conquered the gate of her enemy.
Wathi, Nkosi Crosby, ungenza izigidi zamadola. Wathi, "Gangisifuni isigidi zamadola. Uzakuba mazi. Njani?" Wathi, ngizaba mazi. Njalo ngihlengiwe ngizakuma eceleni kwakhe ngizaba mazi uba ngingenelisi ukumbona ngizakuzwa amanxeba awasezandleni zakhe wanqoba isango lesitha sakhe.
Yes, if you are in Christ, he said, "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what ye want." Ask what gate you want to take. Ask what you will, and it shall be given to you.
Yebo, uba uko Kristu. What? Uba lihlala kimi, njalo amazwi am ehlala kini. Cela loba yisiphi sihluthulelo sifunayo. Cela loba yiphi isango ofuna ukulithatha. Cela okufunayo, njalo uzakuphiwa.
If ye abide me, and my word abides in you, you can take any enemy's gate that comes before you. You're the royal seed of Abraham.
Uba lihlala kimi, njalo ilizwi lami lihlala kini. Ungathatha loba iliphi isango lesitha eliza phambi kwakho. Uyinzalo kaAbrahama yobukhosi.
What kind of a gate stands before you? If it's sickness, you are more than a conqueror for it. Then we can say, sing this gracious old song, "Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse is and so divine. I'm trusting in his love divine, for every promise in the book is mine."
Lisa ngobani elimi phambi kwakho. Uba kungumkhuhlane. Uyedlula ukuba ungumnqobi kuwo. Ngakho singathi sihlabelela lingoma enhle endala. Sonke isithembiso esencwadini ngesami, sonke isahluko yonke indima, njalo kukuNkulunkulu, njalo ngithembe uthando lwakhe lobuNkulunkulu, ngoba sonke isithembiso esisencwadini ngesami.
We are more than a conqueror, and the seed of Abraham shall possess the gate of the enemy. When they say these things cannot happen, when they want to call it a devil or Beelzebub or something else, God is sure to conquer every gate and take the enemy. Let us pray.
Siyedlula ukuba ngumnqobi njalo inzalo kaAbraham izathumba isango lesitha lapho besithi lezi zinto ngeke zenzeke lapho befuna ukukubiza bethi ngudeveli kumbe ngubelzebhabhu kumbe okunjalo uNkulunkulu uqinisekile ukunqoba lonke isango njalo athathe isitha kasithandazele.
Lord, may the seed of Abraham, I know they'll see it, Lord. How can that word fall without hitting that real ground? I pray that they'll understand now. May every person that comes in the prayer line be healed.
Nkosi, akuthi inzalo kaAbraham, ngiyazi baza kubona Nkosi. Lelo lizwi, lingakwa njani, lingachayanga umhlabathi otho. Ngiyacela ukuba bezwisise kathesi. Wonke umuntu obuya kumzila wokukhulekelwa kasile.
Lord, if there be some in here yet that has not as yet made their confession, not stood publicly and stood for Christ, ready to deny all the creeds and the cold form of dead things that's taken them away from you, may they stand now and say, I will accept him as my Savior. Then you'll stand for them on that day.
Nkosi. Uba bekhona abanye lapha abangakenzi isivumo sabo kuze kube kathesi bengamanga obala njalo bemela uKristu belungisele ukuphika zonke izivumo kholo lezipholileyo ezihlelekileyo into ezifileyo ezibasusa kuwe njalo kabame kathesi njalo bethi ngizakuma mkela njengomsindisi wami yikho uzabamela ngalolo suku.
While we have our heads bowed, if there are those who would like to stand just a moment for prayer, say, I want to stand for him now, that he'll stand for me at that day in his divine presence.
Lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu, uba bekhona abafuna ukuma okwesikhatshana ukuthi bethandazelwe bethi ngifuna ukumela yena kathesi ukuze angimele ngalolo suku ebusweni bakhe.
I ask you and give you the opportunity that your name be placed on the book of life. If you will stand, I'm not asking you to join any church. I'm asking you to come to Christ. If you hear and do not know him.
Ngiyakucela njalo, ngikupha ithuba, ukuthi igama lakho libekwe encwadini yokuphila. Uba lingama, kangilicele ukuba lijoyine loba yiliphi ibandla. Ngilicela ukuthi libuye kuKristu uba ulapha njalo ungamazi.
God bless you, son. Is there another? Say, I want to stand now. God bless you, lady. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. I take my stand this afternoon. These fine people, men and women, standing up, I'll take my stand this afternoon.
UNkulunkulu akubusise, ndodana. Ukhona omunye? Othi ngifuna ukuma kathesi. UNkulunkulu akubusise nkosikazi. UNkulunkulu akubusise dadewethu. Ngifuna UNkulunkulu akubusise. UNkulunkulu akubusise. Ngithatha inyathelo lami kule imini. Laba abantu abahle, amadoda njalo labafazi abamileyo, ngizathatha inyathelo lami kule imini.
And that day when the doctor says, well, the wreck, blood shedding, death is upon him, upon her, or some morning, you remember your stand. You stand for him now.
Njalo ngalolo usuku lapho udokotela esithi, awu, lo monakalo wengozi, igazi lakhe liyopha, ukufa kuphezu kwakhe, owesilisa, kumbe kuphezu kwakhe, owesifazane, kumbe ngokunye, ukusa. Uzakhumbula inyathelo lakho. Mele yena kathesi.
If you're ashamed of me before man, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and the holy angels. But if you'll confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels.
Uba ulamahloni ngami ebantwini, ngizakuba lamahloni ngawe phambi kuka Baba njalo lezingilosi ezingcwele. Kodwa uba ungangivuma phambi kwabantu, ngiza kuvuma phambi kukaBaba wami njalo lezingilosi ezingcwele.
God bless you, my sister. Will there be some in the balcony somewhere right now while we're waiting? Some of them are on the main floor. All right. I'll take you at your word, friend.
UNkulunkulu akubusise, tate wethu. Kungaba labanye phezu kwebalikoni kwenye indawo khona kathesi lapho silindile abanye babo abanengi phansi esakhiweni kulungile. Ngikuthatha elizwini lakho mngane.
If the word falls on fertile ground, like the little woman at the well, she understood. She was represented in heaven from the before the foundation of the world. When that light struck it, she recognized it.
Uba ilizwi liwele emhlabathini ovundileyo njengenina elincane lasemthonjeni wazwisisa wayemelwe ezulwini kusukela umhlaba ungakasekelwa lapho lokho kukhanya kukuchaya wakunanzelela.
God bless you, my brother. That's a God bless you, my brother. You might have done great things in your life. You're doing the greatest thing you ever did do now. Stand for Christ.
UNkulunkulu akubusise mfowethu. Yibuqawe. UNkulunkulu akubusise mfowethu. Ungabe wenze izinto ezinkulu empilweni yakho. Uyenza into enkulu kakhulu. Kuleyo owake wayenza kathesi mela uKristu.
Our Heavenly Father, the seed has dropped on some ground this afternoon. We see life springing up. Men and women stand to their feet. In the all-seeing eye of God, who is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, sees them. They are yours, Father. I present them to you now as trophies.
Baba wethu sezulwini, imbewu iwele komunye umhlabathi kule imini. Sibona impilo iphuma. Amadoda labafazi besima ngezinyawo zabo. Njalo nelihlo likaNkulunkulu libona konke okusendaweni yonke, okwazi konke olamandla wonke. Uyababona ngabakho baba. Ngiyabanikela kuwe kathesi njengemiklomelo.
May this experience of them standing there now knowing what they have done, knowing what this means, that they stand to take their stand with the Lord's despised few.
Aluba lesi senzakalo esokuma kwabo lapha kathesi besazi abakwenzileyo, besazi ukuthi lokhu kuchoni ukuba bama ukuze bemele kanye labalutshwane abenkosi abayeyisiweyo.
May they ever remain true until that day they stand in your presence. Then that lovely voice will say, yes, one day in Baton Rouge, or a little place called Denham Springs, he stood for me, Father. Now I'll stand for him or her. Grant it, Lord. They're yours in Jesus' name. Amen.
Abahlale beqotho kuze kube yilelo langa. Besime ebukhoneni bakho. Lapha lelo phimbo elihle lizakuthi. Yebo ngelinye ilanga. Baton Rouge. Kumbe kwenye indawo encane ethiwa Denham Springs. Wangimela. Baba kathesi ngizamela yena. Owesilisa kumbe owesifazana kwenze inkosi ngabakho ngegama lika Jesu. Amen.
God bless you for your stand. God ever now do just one thing for me. Find if you're around where these pastors are, see if you talk to them. If you haven't been baptized yet in Christian baptism, do so. Get yourself amongst believers now, real believers, not make believers, real believers.
UNkulunkulu alibusise ngokuma kwenu. UNkulunkulu ngokuphela. Kathesi ngenzeleni le into encane. Dingani ubali lapho. Okulabafundisi. Laba bonani abalutshwane. Khulumani labo. Uba ungakabhaphathizwa ngobhaphathizo lwesiKristu. Yenza njalo. Zihlanganise lamakholo kathesi. Amakholo aqotho. Hatshi amakholo.
While we're praying, let's pray for these handkerchiefs. Heavenly Father, these handkerchiefs go out now. Where I don't know. Maybe some old blind daddy sitting out here in a little swamp somewhere, waiting for this anxious to come. A little baby laying on a hospital bed. A mother standing frantically, waiting for the return of the handkerchief.
Lapho sikhuleka, asikhulekeleni amahenki lawa. Baba osezulwini, amahenki lawa asehamba kathesi. Ngapi kangazi, mhlawumbe kubaba oyisiphofu ohlezi phandle lapha eqaphozini elincane kwenye indawo emelele ihenki leyi ukuthi ibuye. Usana oluncane olulele embhedeni owesibhedlela, umama omileyo ephaphatheka emelele ukuphenduka kwehenki.
Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll go with them, and for a token of your presence today and our faith in you as we preach thy word, may the faith that was in Abraham and the faith that was produced and given to us by Jesus Christ, may it go with these handkerchiefs and heal everyone that is laid upon. We send them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Baba osezulwini, ngiyacela ukuthi uhambe lawo njalo njengobufakazi bobukhona bakho lamuhla kanye lokholo lwethu kuwe, njengoba sichumayele ilizwi lakho, ukholo olwalo kuAbraham kanye lokholo olwalethwa njalo lwaphiwa kithi nguJesu Kristu. Kaluhambe lamahenki lawo njalo esilise wonke umuntu abekwa kuye. Siyawathumela ngegama likaJesu. Amen.
Just a moment before we call the prayer line. The omnipotent, mighty God, the great one, the all-sufficient one, please, friends, I'm going to start praying for the sick, and I probably, when we come down, might not get to say nothing to you. Some of you may go before that time.
Gatheso kwesikhathi esifitshane singakabizi udwendwe lomkhuleko. UNkulunkulu lamandla engusomandla omkhulu owenela konke, siyacela bangani sesingaziqalisa ukuthandazela bagulayo njalo mhlawumbe uba sifika phansi ngingabe ngingasoze ngitsho lutho kuwe. Abanye benu behamba leso isikhathi singakafiki.
Whatever you are, if you didn't even stand a while ago, and you're not sure, if you're a member of a church, that's a good thing, but that's not good enough. See, the rich young ruler was a member of the church, and he asked Jesus what could he do to have eternal life.
Loba uyini, uba ungamanga isikhathi esifitshane esidlulileyo, njalo ungelaqiniso, uba ulilunga lebandla, kuyinto enhle. Kodwa akwenelanga, bona ijaha elaliyisinothi laliyilunga lebandla, bona wabuza uJesu ukuthi engenzani ukuze abe lempilo engapheliyo.
He never accepted it. He walked away. What a foolish thing for that young man to do. Don't take his place.
Kazanga ayamkela yona, wasuka wahamba. Into eyibula eyenziwa yileliyana jaha.
You remember the last time he was identified? A little later, he prospered. He got richer. He got to a place that even his barns bursted. But then we find his last identification in hell. Flames tormenting. Don't let that happen to you. Accept Christ.
Uyakhumbula lapho ecina ukubonakala. Pambili, waphumelela, wanotha kakhulu. Wafika endaweni yokuthi iziphala zakhe zadabuka. Kodwa siyabona ukubonakala kwakhe kokucina esikhogweni. Emalangabini esebuhlungwini. Ungavumeli lokho kusenzakala kuwe. Yamkela uKristu.
You young people, you young girls, young boys, this is the turning of life. Please do that. Hear me as your brother, one who loves you. I'm here because I love you. I love God and I love you, and I cannot love God if I don't love you.
Lina abacha, lina mantombazana, majaha, ekuguqukeni kwempilo, ngicela lenze njalo. Ngizweni nje, njengomzalwane wenu, umuntu olithandayo. Ngilapha ngoba ngiyalithanda. Ngithanda uNkulunkulu, njalo ngiyalithanda. Njalo kangeke ngithande uNkulunkulu uba ngingalithandi.
I'd a lot rather if you had a comment to pass it on my son out there or one of my children. Let me just, I'll go without it. Any parent will do that. So will God. See? Love his people. Love one another.
Kungaba ngcono kakhulu uba ulento yokukhuluma. Tshela indodana yami ngale. Kumbe omunye wabantwana bami ake ngizahamba ngingelakho. Loba uphi umzali uzakwenza njalo. Kunye lo Nkulunkulu ubona thanda abantu bakhe thandanani.
You say, what are you scolding for? Genuine love is correcting.
Uthi ubathethiselani. Uthando oluqotho luyaqondisa.
If your child's sitting on the street, you say, well, there sits Junior. He oughtn't to do that, but I don't want to hurt his little feelings. You don't love him. You get killed there. If you love him, you'll bring him in and give him a spanking. You'll make him obey. That's the way God does. Love is corrective. That's genuine love.
Uba umtanako ehlezi emgwaqweni. Uthi, yebo ke, uJunior uhlezi laphaya. Kamelanga ngenze njalo. Kodwa kangifuni ukuphambanisa imizwa yakhe. Kaumthandi uzafela khonapho. Uba umthanda uzabuya laye njalo umchaye uzamenza alalele. Yo indlela uNkulunkulu enza ngayo. Uthando liyaqondisa futhi luthando liqotho.
When a preacher stands and lets you women bob your hair and wear paint and stuff, don't correct you, there's no genuine love there. Won't call it out and let you men marry three or four times and all these other things and get by with it, there's no genuine love there.
Uba umchumayeli esima njalo, elivumela lina bafazi ukuba liqume inwele zenu, njalo liziqombe ngesiphutha, njalo lezinto ezinjalo, futhi engaliqondisi. Akula thando luqotho khonapho njalo engaku khalimeli aliyekele lina madoda lithatha abafazi kathathu kumbe kane futhi lazo ezinye izinto njalo aliyekele linjalo akula thando luqotho lapho.
Let you join a church and pat you on the back and smother you some creed, then that's all you have to do, join the holy church. There's no love there. Or either the man's so totally lost himself he don't see. Genuine love is corrective and brings you back to the Word of God.
Aliyekele lijoyine ibandla, njalo alimbambathe emhlane, futhi elimbathise ngesivumo kholo esithi, yikho kuphela omele ukwenze, joyina ibandla, elingcwele, akulathando lapho. Kumbe loba indoda, leyo ilahleke kakhulu, yena kaboni. Uthando luqotho liyaqondisa, njalo,
look at Jesus, how what he said, because he loved them so much that he died in their place when he's even calling for his blood.
Kangelu Jesu kuthi akuchoyo ngoba wayebathanda kakhulu okokuthi wafa esikhundleni sabo lalapho bebizela igazi lakhe.
Now may the great Holy Spirit, I want to wait just a minute, I'm waiting till the anointing of the Holy Spirit gets upon me before we get started. I've been preaching. Thank you for your cooperation.
Gates umoya ngcwele omkhulu ngifuna ukuma okomzuzu. Ngiyama. Ugcobo luka moya ngcwele luze lwehlele phezukwami singakaqalisi. Ngibe ngichumayela. Ngiyabonga ngosekelo lwenu.
Now each one in here, wherever you are, anywhere in the building, pray just for a minute. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me. Let me touch your garment.
Gates, wonke umuntu olapha, loba ngapi, lapho khona, loba ngapi, kusakhiwo, thandazo komzuzu. Uthi, Nkosi, Jesu, ngisize, ngisize, ngivumele, ngithinti sembatho sakho.
Jesus said, you know, when the woman touched his garment, he didn't feel it physically. But he turned around and noted who she was and what she did. He's the same Jesus this afternoon. A high priest can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity.
UJesu wathi, uyakwazi lapho wesifazane thinta isembatho sakhe. Kakuzwanga enyameni. Kodwa wachibilika. Wabakwazi ukuthi wayengubani njalo lokuthi wenzani. UJesu ofanayo kule imini. Umpristi omkhulu. olokuzwelana lobuthakathaka bethu.
You believe each one of you now? It is true that the God that made this promise once more may show it that we're living in the days of Sodom. How many believe that in the building? Just raise up your hand. We're living as it was in Sodom.
Liyakholwa munye ngamunye wenu kathesa ukuthi kuliqiniso ukuthi uNkulunkulu owenza lesi isethembiso kanye njalo njalo sengathi angakutshengisa ukuthi siphile ezinsukwini zeSodoma. Bangaka bakukholwayo lokho phakathi kwesakhiwo phakamisa nje isandla sakho. Siphila njengoba kwakuseSodoma.
The whole system has become polluted. The world system, everything, the church system, political system, there's nothing.
Lonke uhlelo solungcolile, uhlelo lomhlaba, into yonke, uhlelo lwebandla, uhlelo lombangazwe, akulalutho.
Politics is so corrupted. The system everywhere, dictators, it's all corruption. The church has become the same way. Families have become the same way. It's just corruption. Sodom.
Umbangazwe ubolile kakhulu, inhlelo yonke indawo, kulabo mbuso kayiphikiswa, konke yikubola. Lebandla lalo selinjalo, lemuli lazo sezinjalo, konke yikubola, yiSodoma.
And remember, God got that before you. Then remember, he said that he would represent himself in human flesh and would do like he did before Sodom, before the promised son came on the scene.
Njalo ke khumbula, uNkulunkulu ulakho lokho phambi kwakho. Ngakho khumbula, wathi uzazitshengisa emzimbeni womuntu, njalo uzayenza lokho akwenzayo eSodoma, lapho indodana yesithembiso ingakafiki.
He promised to send one that would forerun that promised son, as he did at the first place. That would introduce, and he said, when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Wathembisa ukuthumela omunye ozawandulela leyo ndodana eyathenjiswayo, njengalokho akwenzayo ekuqaliseni, okuzakwazisa. Njalo wathi lapho indodana yomuntu isambulwa.
I don't know you. Miss Thompson, that female trouble and complications, you believe that God will make you well? Can you believe it? You will? Miss Thomas, you believe he'll make you well? Raise up your hands.
Ngikwazi kuhle, Nkosazana Thompson. Leso sifo sabo mama, njalo lokukhathazayo, uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uza kuphilisa. Ungakukholwa, ungakwenza. Nkosazana, Nkosazana Thomas, uyakholwa, uza kuphilisa, phakamisa izandla zakho ke.
There's a lady sitting right behind you. She's praying. She's got arthritis. One sitting right next to her is stomach trouble. Praying also. You're going to miss it. You don't watch. You're not from here. You're from Mississippi. You're Mr. and Mrs. Stringer. If you believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will make you well. If you can believe it, do you? And you can receive it. Raise up your hand so that the people see you.
Kulenini elihlezi ngemva kwakho, liyathandaza, lilomkhuhlane wamathambo. Omunye ohlezi eceleni kwakhe, luhlupho lwesisu, laye uyathandaza. Uza kukhutha, uba ungananzeleli. Gawuveli lapha uvela eMississippi ungumnu lo nkosi Stringer. Uba ukholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke uJesu Kristu uzakusilisa. Uba ungakukholwa uyakukholwa, ngakho ungakwamukela. Kulungile, phakamisana izandla zenu ukuze abantu babone ukuthi yini.
I don't know them people. I've never seen him in my life. You've got to believe for him. He's identifying himself. You believe that?
Amen.
With all your heart?
Ngangibazi laba bantu. Ngangaze mbabone empilweni yami. Kumele ukholwe mngani. Uyazitshengisa ngokwakhe. Uyakukholwa yini lokho? Ngenhliziyo yakho yonke?
Why'd you shake your head, sir, and look at me like that? Yes, sir. Because you've done that, I'm going to talk to you in a minute. This kind of aged gentleman sitting right here looking at me. You looked at me with such sincerity. You believed it.
Kungani unyikinye ikhanda lakho nomzana? Njalo ungikhangele ngaleyo ndlela. Yebo, nomzana. Ngoba wenze njalo, ngizakhuluma lawe komzuzu. Ukhanya uyindoda elupheleyo ehlezi lapha. Ungikhangele. Ungikhangele ngoba umnene obungaka. Ukukholiwe.
You're praying for somebody who had a stroke, but your main thing you're praying for, you need. You're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. That is right.
Ukhulekela othile owome uhlangothi. Kodwa kodwa into enkulu oyithandazelayo, oyidingayo, udinga ubhaphathizo lukaMoya Engcwele. Kuqondile. Ah, kuqondile.
If you believe the lady, you're seeking employment. Besides that, that you might know that I'll be God's prophet or servant. You've had two operations. Left you kind of weak. All kinds of conditions, spiritual troubles. I want to tell you it's all settled. Your faith makes you what I want.
Ungakukholwa, Nkosikazi. Udinga umsebenzi. Ngaphandle kwalokho. Ukuze ubekwazi ukuthi ngingumprofeti kaNkuluNkulu kumbe inceku uhlinzwe kabili kukuchiye usubuthakathaka yonke imhlobo yezimo uhlupho emoyeni ngifuna ukukutshela konke sokuqediwe ukholo lwakho luyakuphilisa.
Standing right next to you there, she's praying. Look here, he heard you, you touched him, don't know him, but he does.
Ohlezi eceleni kwakho khonapho uyathandaza, khangela ngapha, ukuzwile, njalo umthintile yena. Angikwazi, kodwa yena, uyazi.
I'll tell you what she's praying about. You believe with all your heart? You got a gallbladder trouble. You're praying. You believe that God will heal you and make you well? You're a Mrs. Smith. That's right, raise your hand.
Ngiza kutshela ukuthi ube ukhulekelani uyakholwa nange enhliziyo yonke ulohlupho lwenyongo uyakhuleka uyakholwa na ukuthi uNkulunkulu uza kusilisa njalo akuphilise uNkosi Smith kuqondile phakamisa isandla sakho.
See, he's identifying himself. What is it? It's the seed of Abraham, the faith that Abraham had, the Lord Jesus Christ among us confirming his word with signs following.
Bon, uyazitshengisa yena ngokwakhe. Kuyini? Inzalo kaAbraham, ukholo olwalulo Abraham, inkosi uJesu Kristu phakathi kwethu eqinisa ilizwi lakhe, izibonakaliso zilandela.
Who, how many cards did he pray for? Raise your hand. Got your, or we better start the prayer line.
Ubani, mangaka amakhadi azathandazelwa. Phakamisani izandla zenu. Lilawa amakhadi enu. O kungcono siqalise udwendwe lokuthandazela.
You see, you understand, don't you? Now that spirit, not only, that doesn't heal, that only identifies him being here. Your pastors have just the same authority to pray for the sick. They don't do that? No, certainly not. But they have just the same authority. These signs shall follow the believers.
Uyabona, uyazwisisa hancho, kathesi, lo moya, kwa loko akusilisi, loko kuyamtshengisa ukuthi ulapha. Abelusi benu, bale gunya elifanayo, elokuthandazela abagulayo. Abenzi njalo, hatshi, ngempela, hatshi, kodwa baya, kodwa bale gunya elifananayo. Izibonakaliso lezi. Ziza landela abakholwayo.
Now, I want my pastor friends here. This is why he called me. How many pastors here that believe with all your heart, ministers in here believe? Oh, thank you. I wonder if you'll stand, come here and stand with me just a minute, right down here to pray for the sick. Come right down here. Now you watch the healing take place. Watch what happened.
Gates, ngifuna bangani bami laba abangabelusi lapha. Kulungile yini ukubiza emphakathini. Bangaka belusi lapha abakholwa ngenhliziyo yabo yonke. Abachumayela abalapha liyakholwa. Oh ngiyabonga. Angazi ukuthi lingaphakama. Ozani lapha. Manini lami okomzuzu. Phansi lapha. Sikhulekele abakhulayo. Ozani khona manje. Phansi lapha. Khangelani ukusiliswa okuza kwenzakala. Khangelani okuza kwenzakala.
Won't you come form a double line right here? I'm coming down there just in a moment to pray for your sakes. I want the believing pastors who want to identify themselves as believers, that you believe that you're coming here. You're living a holy, clean life. Remember, look at here what's coming out, representing the gospel of Christ.
Ngifuna ukuthi libuye. Yenzani imzila embili lapha. Ngiyafika khonapho. Phansi ngemva kwesikhatshana. Ukuzothandazela abagulayo. Ngifuna abelusi abakholwayo. Abafuna ukuzitshengisa njengamakholwa. Ukuthi liyakholwa ukuthi ukuza kwenu lapha. Liphila impilo engcwele. Njalo ehlambulukileyo. Khumbula khangela lapha. Lokhu okuphumayo. Kumela ivangeli lika Kristu.
Brother Blair, I know you there. You're Brother Pat. Would you form that double line the way you usually do it, if you will? You're Brother Pat.
Mfo wethu Blair, ngiyakwazi lapho wena, kumbe mfo wethu Pat, yenzani imizila embili, ngendlela elijwayeleyo, ukwenza ngayo. Uba lingenza njalo, wena lo mfo uPat.
Believing pastors. Let's go to believe. Now look, if God so can identify himself by his word with his word, how many knows that the Bible, Jesus said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Abelusa bakholwayo, abaza kholwa, gathesi, khangela, uba uNkulunkulu engazitshengisa ngokwakhe ngelizwi lakhe, kanye lelizwi lakhe. Bangaka bakwaziyo ukuthi iBhayibheli uJesu watsho lokho. Lezi izibonakaliso zizalandela labo abakholwayo. Uba bengabeka izandla zabo phezu kwabagulayo bazasila.
Pastors, you've come here to identify yourself as believers. You are believers, aren't you? You wouldn't be standing here. Now what did Jesus say? These signs shall follow them that believe. I'm a believer with you.
Belusi, lize lapha ukuzotshengisa. Njengamakholo linjalo na lingamakholo alinjalo na kade lingasoze lime lapha kathesi uJesu wathini lezi zibonakaliso zizalandela labo abakholwayo ngilikholwa kanye lani.
I'm coming down. These are our people. We're shepherds over these flocks. I'm coming down to stretch my net with you now. Put my hands with yours.
Sengibuya phansi. Laba ngabantu bethu njalo singabelusi phezu kwalezi zimvu sengibuya phansi ukudonsa umambule wami kanye lani kathesi ukufaka izandla zami kanye lezenu.
And when these people come by, if you've got anything, it's just a little skeptic in your mind, get it out right now. So that when these people come by, that each one of them coming by and we lay hands on them, they'll be healed. Will you believe with all your heart now? Everyone?
Njalo uba laba bantu besiza uba ulento okungaba yikuthandabuza okuncane engqondweni yakho kususe kathesi ukuze lapho laba abantu besiza lapho umunye ngamunye wabo efika njalo sibeke izandla phezukwabo baza siliswa lizakholwa ngenhliziyo zenu zonke kathesi lonke.
How many in yours going to be praying for the others as they pass you? Raise up your hand. I'll be praying. Remember, might be your father, your mother, your daughter, son, sister, brother.
Bangaki lapha abazabe bethandazela abanye lapho bedlula phakamisa isandla ngizaba ngikhuleka. Khumbula kungaba ngubaba wakho, umama wakho, indodakazi yakho, kumbe indodana yakho, udade wenu, kumbe umfo wenu.
If it isn't yours, it's somebody. It's going to come through this line. And what if it was them and they were dying with cancer or some hideous disease? Wouldn't you want man to be deeply sincere?
Certainly we would.
Njalo uba kungayisiso isihlobo sakho ngesomunye esizabuya kulo umzila. Njalo asithi yibo. Njalo besifa ngemvukuzane kumbe omunye umkhuhlano esabekayo. Kaungeke ufune ukuthi abantu babe qotho kakhulu. Ngeqiniso singafuna.
Now, I believe how you... Now, these in this row here, this aisle, stand over against that side. There's the prayer cards. Stand over against that side. All that's in the right section. Now, that we hold the left section, we get all jammed up. You see, you don't know how what we're doing.
Gates nyakolo uzagu gates laba abagulo umzila lapha endleleni leyi melan kuleliyana icele lekhadi lomkhuleko manini kuleliyana icele lonke eliseceleni esandleni sokuhla gates indlela bambani icele elisesandleni sokhohlo sonke siya minyana liyabo njalo galikwazi ukuthi njani lokho esikwenzayo.
All right, all that's in this section, stand up here. Now, all that's in the right-hand section, just come this way, because you're going to come down, come around.
Kulungile, bonke abakulolu uhlangothi manini lapha, gathesi, lonke liseceleni esandleni sokudla, buyani nje, ngangapha, ngoba lizabuya phansi, wozandle bhode.
And how are they going out, Brother Borders? Right out the side door, come right around and in the building again. So when this side will be called in a few minutes, and they'll stand up.
Njalo, liza hamba njani, baza puma njani, mfowethu Borders, baza puma ngomnyango seceleni, bapenduke njalo, bangene, kusakhiwo futhi. Ngakho, lapho leli icele libizwa kumzuzu emdutshwane njalo baza sukuma.
And let's see now. Well, all right, those in this section, turn on this side over here. Hold your prayer cards, get over on this side. And you in the balcony, walk right down to meet him at the end of the row up there.
Njalo ngasiboneni kathesi ukuthi kulungile labo abakulolu uhlangothi khangelani kuleli icele elingapha bambani amakhadi awomkhuleko buyani kuleli icele njalo lina eliphezulu kwebhalikhoni yehlani phansi lihlangane labo ekugcineni komzila ophezulu le.
Now, these in this left hand section go over to the left hand side, and then you see you form your line and go back that way, turn back, turn that way, see, and you follow the line right around. Then we won't have any mixed up at all.
Gates kulabo abakuleli icele elisesandleni sokhohlo hambani esandleni sokhohlo njalo ke liyabo yenzani umzila wenu njalo libuyele ngaleyana indlela buyelani hambani ngaleyana indlela liyabona njalo lizalandela umzila ubhoda lapho kasisoze sibe lengqabangqoza ngitsho.
And then you up in the balcony, just make your places right at them aisles and just drop right in as they come through.
Njalo lina eliphezulu kwebhalikhoni, yenzani indawo yenu phakathi kwezindawo zokuhlala, njalo lingene lapho bedlula.
Now just start walking on back, each one. Walk out on back till you meet this line right around here. Just come right around up in here, just start walking right around and come to this line right here.
Gates, qalisani ukuhamba lisukela emuva, munye ngamunye, hambani emuva, lize lihlangane lalowo umzila, ubhoda ngangapha, wozandi bhode phezulu lapha, qalisani ukuhamba libhode njalo, lize kulo umzila lapha.
Oh, what could happen right now? What could happen? This is going to be a time where something must take place.
Oh, kuyini okungenzakala kathesi. Kuyini okungenzakala lesiza kuba isikhathi lapho okulolutho oluza kwenzakala.
Now, that's right. Go right back around that way and get right in the line like that.
go right around this aisle. That's the way. Now, and now, when you're standing, everybody on their feet, we're going to offer prayer. And this congregation is going to pray with me that you're going to be made well. Just have faith now, and don't...
Gulungile. Gates. Gulungile. Buyelan emuva. Lipote ngendlela leyana. Njalo. Libuyele emzileni kanjalo. Botan ngale indawo ephakathi kwezindawo zokuhlala. Iyo indlela kathesi. Ngakho kathesi lapho limile wonke umuntu emile ngezinyawo siza nikeza umkhuleko. Njalo leli ibandla lizakhuleka kanye lami ukuthi lizaphiliswa. Kathesi wobani lokholo nje njalo linga.
Come right on around. Way back in the back, come right on around and join in with this line back here. Come right around, make one big line. Come right around that way and make the one line. That's it.
Wozani libhothe ngale emuva. Wozani libhothe njalo lihlangane lalo umzila emuva lapha. Wozani libhothe yenzani umzila owodwa omkhulu. Wozani libhothe ngale yana indlela njalo liyenze umzila owodwa yikho.
Everybody be in prayer, be real in faith now. Just don't notice the crowd now. Remember, we are enshrouded by the presence of Jesus Christ, depending on us to honor what He's done among us by having faith in His Word.
Wonke umuntu kakhuleke. Wobani ekukholweni kathesi. Lingakhangeli ixuku kathesi. Khumbulani sikonjolozelwe. Yibukhona buka Jesu Kristu ekhangelele kithi ukuthi egcwalise akwenzileyo phakathi kwethu ngokuba lokholo elizwini lakhe.
That's fine. Now, it's just be fine. I think that line is getting in just wonderful. Now, while they're all standing, I want every person out in the building to bow your head.
Kuhle lokho. Kathesi kuzalunga. Ngicabanga ukuthi umzila lo uhamba kuhle. Kathesi lapho bonke besamile, ngifuna wonke umuntu kathesi ophakathi kwesakhiwo ukuthi akhothamise ikhanda lakhe.
Lord Jesus, it's soon to happen. The decision has to be made right now. Do we believe you're here? Do we love you? Have we faith, Lord? Sufficient for what we're going to ask?
Nkosi Jesu, so kuza kwenzakala masinyazana. Isinqumo kumele senziwe kathesi. Siyakholwa na ukuthi ulapha. Siyakuthanda na. Silalo yini ukholo. Nkosi, olweneleyo kulokho esiza kucela.
These people are identifying themselves with standing in the line. Lord, may it not be in vain. May it be, Lord, that they pass through here, each one will just pass like it was passing under Christ. For we know He's here. And we pray that they'll receive their healing.
Laba abantu, bayazitshengisa ngokuma emzileni, Nkosi. Makungabize, akwenzakale, Nkosi, ukuthi bedlule lapha, munye ngamunye, edlule sokungathi udlula phansi kukaKristu, ngoba siyakwazi ulapha. Njalo siyacela ukuthi beyamukele ukusila kwabo.
I'm sure that even in weeks and weeks to come, these people will be going to their pastors, women that had female trouble, stomach trouble, man with prostate, all kinds of troubles will be made well, saying, you know, the thing just left me. For they're in your presence.
Ngileqiniso lokuthi la kumaviki azabuya. Laba bantu bazabe besiya kubelusi babo abesifazana bakade belohlupho lwabo mama uhlupho lwesisu amadoda abele prostate yonke inhlobo yezinhlupho bazasila besithi uyazi into leyana ingijile ngoba basebusweni bakho.
May they come to you now and draw this what you have died for. They're the seed of Abraham. And you've conquered for them. May they come and receive what you have given to them.
Kababuye kathesi. Njalo. Bathathe lokho owakufelayo bayinzalo kaAbraham njalo uba nqobele kababuye njalo bamkele lokho obanike khona.
Satan, you have been so exposed this week because you know that you are a defeated being. Jesus Christ defeated you at Calvary. He raised up on the third day for our justification. And he stands among us now, and our faith looks to him. And away from you or anything that you've done, leave these people in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ngakho Satan uveziwe obala kule iviki. Lawe usukwazi ukuthi uyinto eyanqothwayo. UJesu Kristu wakunqobe eCalvary, wavuka ngelanga lesithathu esenzela ukulungisiswa kwethu, njalo umile phakathi kwethu kathesi. Ngakho ukholo lwethu lukhangele kuye, njalo ludeda kuwe kumbe into oyenzileyo. Chiya abantu laba egameni likaJesu Kristu.
God, we have did just as the Master bid us to do. How many of you that went through that line believe that you're going to be well? Raise up your hand. I'll join mine with you.
Senze njengokulaya kwethu, inkosi. Bangaka badlule kulomzila, abakholwe ukuba lizasila. Phakamisani izandla zenu, lami ngiya hlanganisa esami kanye lani.
What we were doing at last, there's a group of ministers there. Many of them were sick, I knew it. But they're trying to put forth their effort to get their congregation in, whether they get in or not. That's genuine shepherd.
Esibe sikwenza lapha ekugcineni, njengeqembu labachumayeli, laphaya, abaningi babo bebegula, ngikwazi kodwa bazama ukufaka umzamo wabo ukuletha ibandla labo phakathi kumbe bona bangeneli kumbe hatshi ngabelusi abaqotho.
The Holy Spirit said to me, cause them to join hands with each other. We laced our hearts and nets together and our prayers together. Jesus, make them well too. Make them strong shepherds, strong in the word of the Lord.
Njalo umoya ongcwele uthe kimi, yenza babambane izandla munye ngamunye. Sihlanganise inhliziyo njalo lamambule ethu ndawonye, njalo langemkhuleko yethu ndawonye. Jesu, baphilise labo, njalo benze babe ngabelusi abaqinileyo, abaqine elizwini lenkosi.
May God, my brethren, may He give you all the desires of your heart. May you serve Him all the days and have power of God in your lives to minister to this fine bunch of people.
UNkulunkulu bazalwane bami, ngaliphe zonke izifiso zenhliziyo zenu. Limkhonze yena zonke izinsuku, njalo libe lamandla kaNkulunkulu ezimpilweni zenu, ukuze lichumayeze leli iqembu labantu elihle.
May Jesus Christ, who's been with us and with you all the time, may He make Himself more prominent to you than He's ever before.
UJesu Kristu obe lathi, njalo olani sonke isikhathi, kazenze azakale ngokusobala kini okudlula lokho akade eyikho khona ekuqaliseni.
You people, some of you that were crippled, you might not see no difference for a while. You might not see no difference. Look what Abraham did. Don't make any difference. That ain't what you're looking at. Don't look at your symptoms. Look at what he said.
Lina bantu, abanye benu elikade ligogekile, lingabe lingaboni umahluko kwesikhatshana, lingabe lingasoze libone umahluko. Khangelani ukuba u-Abraham wenzani. Akula mahluko lokho, ayisikho okukhangeleyo. Kawukhangeli lokho okukhomba umkhuhlane, khangela lokho akutshoyo.
If you say, I still feel the pain, that don't have nothing to do with it. You've done what God said do. See, don't look at that. Look at what He said. God said it was so. I believe it. Don't you? With all my heart, I believe it.
Uba usithi, ngilokhe ngisizwa ubuhlungu, lokho akulanda lokho. Wenze lokho uNkulunkulu athe ukwenze. Bona, ungakhangeli lokho khangela lokho akuchoyo uNkulunkulu wathi kunjalo ngiyakukholwa lina ke ngenhliziyo yami yonke ngiyakukholwa.
The Lord God bless you till I see you again. My prayers is for you. The night don't get too dark. The rain don't fall too hard. I'll be praying for you. You pray for me until we meet again. God bless you. Now, Brother Pastor.
Inkosi uNkulunkulu ilibusise. Ngize ngilibone njalo. Imkhuleko yami imayelana lani. Ubusuku bungabi munyama. Izulu linganethi kakhulu. Ngizabe ngilikhulekela lani lingikhulekele size sihlangane njalo uNkulunkulu alibosise kathesi umzalwane ongumalusi lapha bona.